Hello everyone. Welcome back to Diet Party Omen, a weekly foray into everything just terrible about Dungeons and Dragons, but actually it's also a really good show. So, you know,
subscribe.
Send me your money. This is Dungeons and Dragons 5th edition. It started off as a dungeon explorer and turned into, I don't know, business simulator. Economy generator.
This is the most sitcom game that there's ever been.
Yeah. I'm Jerry Seinfeld, right?
And this is a game about nothing.
And
I'm Ray Ramon.
And you're Ray Ramon. No, who's Kramer? Gags is definitely Kramer. And George is definitely Grant, without a doubt. That makes you Ellen, right?
I guess, yeah.
I mean,
dirigible,
yeah.
Dirigible.
You guys are
dirigible. Yeah,
anyway. Have you come up with the last name yet that we can use? Because I want to mess that up too.
I kind of don't want to.
Dirigible blimp. Dirigible Dave. There you go. Last name Dave. Boom. Not gonna be a problem. Let's go around and introduce all the players who'll be playing with us tonight, because that's what we do. Let's start off with Mr. Sheepdog Gaming playing Grant. What up, sir? How you doing?
Hey, guys. I'm Sheepdog, Sheepdog Gaming on YouTube. I have been desperately trying to keep up with my videos and not having enough time. It's been super fun.
You could just make like a series of You Laugh, You Lose videos, right?
I could, but no one would watch it. There are other people who can do it better, so... I
want to meet the YouTuber who does the You Laugh, You Lose, but he never laughs.
Yeah, he never loses.
He never loses the game.
I've seen like You Laugh, You Lose videos and similar. I just sit there thinking, you know, it's like try and not sing along. It's so easy not to sing along. You just sit there and keep saying to yourself, "Don't sing along."
Okay, I've watched some good ones where I'm just like, okay. That is actually funny.
Yeah, like, but I doubt you can make a living off You Laugh, You Lose and go through every single video and somehow end up laughing.
Maybe, but, yeah, maybe.
I did recently reread the Dwarf Fortress story of Boat Murdered and decided to get back into Dwarf Fortress.
Yeah, I love Boat Murdered, man. Boat Murdered's just like...
Boat Murdered's... Give
the
me elephants, that
shit.
Oh. The elephant.
So good. So good. Are you excited for the magic shit they're making? I mean, it's probably going to come out in another 3 years, but like...
Well, I mean, like, this is the thing is, I get excited for updates to Dwarf Fortress purely because they all... Like, there's always unforeseen, like, circumstances, like the cat alcohol thing, which was hilarious.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, I'm sure the magic will have unforeseen consequences that will be hilarious. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, yeah. What have you been playing though?
Battle Brothers. I've been playing RimWorld. Been getting back into that. Very fun.
I need to fucking play that. But
you do need to play RimWorld.
I'm really liking Monster Hunter, but like. Not. It's weird as that sounds, but yeah.
Well, you said like it's fun, but it's difficult, and people keep insisting on carrying you.
It's true. Oh, you just yep.
There he goes.
He's tying that thing. It's getting forever closer. Let's go to the Nightmare. What up, sir? Sorry, Floof Knight.
Floof Knight. Hello, everyone. I'm twitch.tv/FloofKnight. I am currently struggling my way through the Mass Effect Andromeda playthrough.
Struggling is the right word, right? Yeah.
Yeah. I'm actually enjoying the game. I don't know if we realized when it happened, but I was doing something now. I'm just sitting there. I was like, you know, for all the shit people talk on this game, I'm actually having a good time. I'm actually enjoying the
storyline. You know what it actually was? Someone made a video about describing it, because people often compare the Mass Effect Andromeda series to the Witcher 3, right? Mm-hmm. So normally when a game gets made, they do like, okay, here's all the basic preset animations of just like basic lip syncing and eye movements and stuff like that. And then they make the whole game, and then they come back in and they touch it up and make everything look good, right? They get a director to do a second pass on everything. And that's why the Witcher game looks great, because the Witcher game basically had the skeleton animations in it as well. And I hate Graham so much. And Mass Effect Andromeda never got that second pass because they ran out of time. And that's essentially why it looks like a steaming pile of poo-poo.
Yeah, but starting tomorrow, I'm going to be doing... I haven't thought of a name for it yet, but on weekends, I'm going to start doing some model buildings. And so this guy right here is going to be the first one we start building tomorrow. So I'm looking forward to that.
You could just call it... You could just call it... Grown man's Lego.
Something like that. Yeah, we'll find out. But yeah, that's me.
Sweet. And Mr. Gags, the latest streamer on the streamer block, played by Mr. Sputnik himself, aka Brad Dizzler. What up, sir? How you doing?
What's happening? Good to be back. Good to be torturing Graham with our opener, as always.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, the streaming's going well. I finally fixed my resolution thanks to a little help from Henpie. You know, he's gotta help us out every once in a while. But yeah, that and on my YouTube channel, I have started a playthrough of Cosmic Star Heroine, and it's fucking awesome.
Okay, so what, you're doing YouTube and streaming separately then?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm archiving my live streams on YouTube, but. I'm also going to be doing separate live plays for games that probably aren't that great for streaming on my YouTube channel. Mm. But yeah, Cosmic Star Heroine, it's on PC and PS4. Check it out. The fucking combat is very difficult and very tactical, but it's like a super old school RPG. It's fantastic. Nice. But I mean, I died to like normal enemies because I just wasn't fucking paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
It's super good. Super good.
Yeah. And Graham, my man, the man of the hour. Still haven't killed yourself, I say.
Well, every week we get closer. The more we talk about video games, the more we...
In case you weren't aware and you listen to the podcast or whatever, Graham was actively tying a noose around his neck while we were talking about video games. So that's why I said that.
Yeah, YouTube channel going pretty good. I got two straight weeks of short daily videos.
Nice.
I've really been enjoying those, by the way.
I did a campaign for my other game with Virgil, who plays in that, and that was cool. And I've done the video I put up today was about alternatives to rats for first level characters, and I designed a infant demon. For you, as like a rat alternative. Mm.
An infant demon. I think an infant demon would be infinitely more powerful than a rat, right?
Well, it's like, I really described it as a fetal demon, so it's really like an unborn fetus.
Yeah, then you're good. You know, they don't even have, like, a brain at that point.
Just need a plus one coat hanger.
Yeah. Dr. Stairwell.
But on... Tomorrow morning on the other channel, Always Be Making, I made a potion of climbing, which I don't know if you can see that. There's a rope suspended in here.
Oh, I thought that was a snake.
It's kind of like the finer pickles you can buy with the like. You don't eat the part that are in there.
Like, Graham, if you, for whatever reason, get your house searched by the police or anything like that. I can imagine there being some questions if you had like a whole stockpile of those sorts of things lying around.
What, mysterious liquids?
Yeah, mysterious liquids with things inside of it.
It's just dishwashing liquid. They can check all they want.
Yeah, they could.
Sure, they will.
Green apple flavor.
Ooh.
But anyway, yeah. So other channel, Always Be Making. new videos like every 2 weeks is probably just kind of like the speed I'm going at, and then on Grand Complete every weekday, sometimes on Saturday.
Nice. Okay. So hey everyone, we're still subscribing, trying to get subscribers here. We're four away from reaching our next big milestone here on the channel. So within a week we're done pretty good. So we're hoping to get that pretty soon. And the other thing is the new overlay system is going to be rolling out in about a month's time, or less than a month, 3 weeks away from now. So that should be good. Looking forward to that. But yeah, Graham, let's fuck this piglet. Let's get balls deep into this bitch.
The very last thing that happened last session, Gags, you were visited in the Black of Night by Hatch's sexy lady confidant.
True.
And she asked you, or she rather commanded you, because of your very privileged position as sort of the nexus of society, and also you have her very expensive, very important paintings, which belong to the Iron Wolf, as we've determined. She told you, it was sort of an unspoken, asked, commanded, sort of, unclear. She told you to go break a master forger out of prison so that he could forge the two paintings, which they intend to give to Mr. Khan to take back to the Iron Wolf, so that Mr. Khan can get out of their lives, because he's making life very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
If you recall, this is the same Mr. Khan which you gave said paintings to last session, which he put into a secret wall safe.
Plus one for the good guys.
Yeah. So, bit of a conundrum, bit of planning needs to occur. First things first, though, Gags, I need you to make a constitution saving throw.
God damn it.
How many babies do you spawn? Let's go. Speaking about hellspawn, Satan's coming out of a butt. Make a constitution roll.
Yeah. All right, fingers crossed.
Four. Yeah. That's
about what we expected.
You got a two, right? That's a two? Yeah, that's a fucking two.
Yeah.
Good job.
Ever since Gags ate that mysterious hard candy at the old mysterious hermit's house during your investigation, his pallor has grown greener and greener, and he has begun to croak as he belches. And now every so often, in dramatically inappropriate moments, he makes a ribbit noise.
I distinctly remember. Let's flash back real quick.
Hey, Gags, don't eat anything he offers you.
He's like, okay, and then he just fucking...
You said drink. Yeah, you did say drink.
You said drink. You didn't say anything about not eating his weird candy.
Well, you see what semantics get you these days.
Yeah. Ribbit.
I'm happy to become a frog if it means that I can prove you wrong with grammar.
Gags, you only ribbit when it's either embarrassing or dramatically inappropriate.
Like when you need to fart, but you're perfectly capable of holding that in, but you can't hold the ribbit in. So.
Yeah, so the fart comes out the other end as a ribbit. You guys, it's been about a week since we last saw our heroes. The business is picking up. You've got some various small town mercenaries getting work and stuff, and you're getting a cut of that particular. You know, we're not going to go into the detail of the running hustle and bustle of the business and all that, but you're making some coin, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're rescuing catch from trees. You're manning the road. You know, you're going around looking for strange cactuses that people want for no reason. That's strange. All the people you send up to the frog guy's house, they don't really come back, so you kind of stop sending people that way. But in any case, you guys are in your favorite haunt, the tavern next to the sheriff's station, and thinking about your next move.
Right. Gags, lately you haven't been looking so good.
I feel fine. Don't worry about it. It's just something I'm going through. I'm good.
Is that like a gnomish puberty or something?
That's what I was going to say.
Are
you becoming a man?
Finally.
Are you going to get taller? Or
my voice might get deeper.
It won't really be hard.
No. No, I'm good. Don't worry about it.
Hey, no, I wasn't worried. I was just saying you're green.
The attractive young serving maid comes over and pets Gags on the head.
Rivet.
She gets a look at Dust as she leaves the food behind and walks away.
But
I'm never gonna get stabbed.
No.
You'll get that one day.
You're just like nursing your old wound. You're just like, you'll get there someday.
It happens in the strangest of times.
Yeah, you know.
So anyway, Gormong, I'd love to do some of the interviews for new mercenaries, for new adventurers, if that's all right.
Can I pay you to not let him do the new interviews?
Adventurers are free to come and go. They just have to pay a fee.
I think we should do a survey of some of the adventurers just to see how they're doing, I guess.
I think he's looking for another stabbing.
Just for the sake of moving the story along, you guys are all aware of everything that I said in the intro. So you guys are aware that leading to Gags and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I was going to say...
It's kind of what I mean.
Yeah. Mm.
So, I'm happy to just, wait for our next dungeoneering contract that the king is going to give us,
I don't believe the king was going to give us dungeoneering contracts. I thought we were just going to have the license to go into dungeons.
Yes, well, we have the ability to effectively bid on these things, which is why we need capital, which is why we need to make more money, because dungeoneering contracts, as it turns out, gentlemen, are pretty expensive, so...
Well, we've got quite a lot of money.
That's, good, but we still need more capital if we want to take on more contracts, so...
Right.
Remember, now, the bigger the contract, the more we find in it.
So, when you said, it's not about the money, let's return these paintings, what were you thinking there?
Look, I'm a self-serving orc, man. I have my needs. We're not getting paid for that. We're getting the ability to run a business.
No. It's true. It's just, that sounded like it was a lot of money, and, we could have sold the paintings instead of giving them back.
And I think, though, that if we get these counterfeits made, we got to break this guy out of jail.
Mm-hmm.
We get the counterfeits made. And instead of giving the counterfeits to...
I'm going to have to stop you right there, Gags, because a counterfeit artist is going to actually need the originals in order to make a counterfeit, and in case you forgot, we actually gave the originals up already. So unless you want to steal the originals...
I can describe what they look like to him.
I'm sure that'd be perfect. You're going to try to describe art to someone?
Of course!
Foolproof. Love it.
I don't think that's going to work.
Have we considered the option of just fuck it and let Gags die? Because we haven't been threatened yet.
I've already lost an ear!
Here's what we actually need to do. If we wanted to do this, let's go to the actual council and say that we've found a lead of internal hemorrhaging within the system, and we get the guilds, we get the guards backing to go after this thing, and we get paid for it by... the city. That way we have a reason to go after the people that have our little friends in their sight.
Well, but we don't want to go to the Council of Hatches in there because...
No, that's what I'm saying. We hint at what we've found. That way, once the council... Because it's not just him on the council.
Is anyone here good at subtlety?
I'm very subtle.
I don't want to rain on this kind of, let's go in and be subtle parade, but...
Listen, we're so subtle that we made you believe that you were having sex while you were getting stabbed by two people, so...
I mean, I've seen you punch down multiple doors while you're trying to knock on them, so...
I think that was just a one, right?
No, there were two.
And that was a fairly flimsy door, let's be real.
Yeah, so your counterplan is that we usurp Hatch.
No, we extend him the long arm of the law, which you are a part of.
Yeah.
I got a taste for kicking down doors and screaming freeze. I
I kind of want to keep doing that.
Hatch is the mastermind behind sexy...
The window sexy boobs, right? Assassin window lady.
Yeah. Boobs lady, yeah.
How about we kill him?
That's pretty reasonable too, but we also need to be we need to have sanctioned murder, or else it's just literally just murder, you know?
Okay, there's a couple of issues here. We don't have proof that he's done anything wrong.
That's why I'm saying sanctioned murder.
Don't need proof to kill him. We can just kill him.
And we don't kill people. We arrest them and send them to trial. You don't just murder someone.
What happened? What happened in that last house then? Because I'm pretty sure we killed one of them.
Well, that was self-defense. So if we throw a knife at him and he picks it up, we can kill him. That's how it works. Yeah.
I like this plan.
Planting evidence, yes. After we kill
it's
the
not,
body,
it's
put
not
a knife
evidence.
On it.
I just happened to drop a knife because I'm clumsy.
He grabbed
and then I cut
his
off his head.
So we invite him for dinner.
Yes.
And then give him a knife.
And it has to be a decent knife. We can't just give him a steak knife.
We'll swap out his knife for a steak knife, right? Because that's dangerous.
No, not a steak knife. A bigger steak knife. You know,
okay, we give him a sword.
Yeah, the sword.
As soon as he picks it up, we say he's got a sword and then chop his head off.
You can't invite someone into your house and then claim self-defense.
We need to be invited into his home. And
so
we cut his head off
on
in
him
his
too,
home.
So we can arrest him.
Could we set the weird frogman on them?
I mean, he's just a little sick.
Not gags. The weird guy who keeps trying to poison us for no apparent reason, and yet we keep going back.
That's totally what I thought you were talking about.
That's an interesting idea. It's kind of a long con, but we break into his house. Mm-hmm. I'm sure everything in there is frog turning.
Well, we just leave a little like lick of whatever it is that gags ate on everything. I hope she just consumes enough of it to like.
Well, if we smear it on everything, he's bound to lick something in there.
It's
and
true.
Then
I can't go 10 minutes without licking something in my home. Yeah. So why wouldn't he be the same? So
this is what I'm saying. There are ways to get rid of him.
I turn to Drimmerwall, and I'm just like, yeah. So let's go with the idea that we approach. You know, the sheriff was the idea that we found the lead of internal hemorrhaging and go from there.
I like that plan a lot more than trying to plant frog.
I just like the human.
It's not frog evidence. It's a finely crafted assassination plan where we turn him into a frog. It's not murder because he's then a frog and then we kill him.
What about if it's like a human frog?
Well, we'll see what happens to gags.
I'll be the test subject.
I like it.
You're
right.
You're right, mate.
What do you know of Hatchet that we can use? Because he's clearly the ringleader here, and we need to catch him with his pants down, essentially.
Well, to use the same euphemism, he wears his belt very tightly. He's very clean. He doesn't touch anything himself.
Why don't we just start taking out all of his assets then?
You just have a convenient list of it somewhere?
Well, that's something we can easily find. Like, for example, does he have a prostitution ring? Then let's clamp down on that fucking shit, you know?
I like this plan.
Well, I mean, he is trying to steal the Iron Wolf's paintings.
Yes.
So he obviously does racketeering. So let's find out more about this racketeering ring that he has and, you know, shut it down.
I guess we haven't really asked the question of why he's doing all this. He would like the paintings.
It sounds like it's a bid for power, you know. There's the power, and then there's the people underneath that control the power. And he's trying to bid for the second power. You know what I mean?
No.
You following my meanings?
Barely ever, to be honest.
Okay. So Graham, we do that.
I lost track of where we're at.
Roll charisma.
Okay.
I mean,
negative one. Here we go.
You can't beat my negative two.
You succeed. Good game, guys. All right.
Woo! We did it. We beat Hatchet.
So what are we doing?
So let's try and, like, this is talking out of character because it's taken too long and it's too jokey. My suggestion would be to find all of his assets and just squeeze them until he slips, right? So we find his racketeering ring, we clamp down on that shit, make it hard for that to operate within this town. We find any sort of other criminal activities doing, clamp down on that as much as possible, take out the players, take out the stuff that they're doing, and we just sort of, you know, get the guards to pay us for it as well, obviously.
Do we want to bring it to the attention of the sheriff as well?
Once we have, we still have these badges, right? We can act in...
That's true.
As a sort of an officer or an arm of the law. We can investigate these things ourselves, and, you know, once we have the things that we need to bring it to the sheriff, we can.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Graham...
We could, like, play both sides, even...
We don't have anything to play with the other side, right? They want us to fake these paintings, but we don't have them anymore because, you know, we handed them in.
No, but we know where they are. We saw him literally put them in
into a giant safe in the wall. Yes, good luck opening that.
I'm pretty sure I can.
I saw him lock it.
I saw him lock it.
I'm happy to, like, break down this criminal organization, but I'm not so happy to go against the Iron Wolf. You know, there's some resources I don't want to fuck with.
Yeah.
I mean, the paintings would give us some leverage, so that's what I was thinking, basically.
So, Graham, what do we know about his criminal activities?
So do you want to do some, like, ears to the nose to the ground type of stuff?
Yeah, actually, that's not a bad idea.
Let's all do some investigation, and we can kind of see.
Can we leverage the Adventurers Guild in some way to find, like, rumors and stuff like that?
Let's call it one roll with advantage. So whoever's got the best investigation, roll it with advantage.
Okay.
I have a 7 in investigation.
No. All right. Yeah, that's I've got insight, but I don't know if that's going to be very helpful here.
You have a 9, Grant? Holy shite.
Not bad.
Wow. Means
even 24. If I roll, but, like, I guess I'm probably, like, hanging around trying to look nondescript and listening to the sitting on park benches in between two people and
we're talking
in a crowd.
start, like, wandering into a crowd of priests and then walking with them.
Yeah.
Jumping from rooftops.
And then you get all the information you need to assassinate Hatchet, and then you go and do it. Yeah. So
And then
as he's dying, I'm, like, over him, and he's just, like, goes gray, like, weirdly computery.
But instead of saying, like, something in Italian, you say Dasvidaniya instead, because, you know, that's just how you.
Because why not?
Yeah.
Anyway,
Brett, you spend the better part of the next day wandering around, ears to the ground. Any rumors in town to the local people?
A penny for your thoughts.
Based on what you know from, based on what Durimbor's told you, and based on your investigation, you determine a number of very crucial things to your investigation. One, that Hatch, all of his enterprises are either obviously not under his name and not under anything related to him. He works entirely through liaisons in more or less the merchant class. He's basically lobbying. He's controlling, puppeteering the middle merchant class, attempting to buy up as much influence in the market cast as he can.
So he's doing insider trading, essentially, yeah?
Yeah. With the medieval equivalent of playing every side to make sure he gets the most. The only bit of weakness or egress that you found, or ingress, I guess, in the case was that you found in his organization is the nexus between you and the woman who came to see Gags and the sheriff. Okay, and what I mean by that is she openly admitted to working for Hatch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which is something that is, based on your investigation, has never happened, doesn't really happen, okay? if you're going to find a point of leverage, it's going to start with her.
So maybe we should set up a trap for her then, or an ambush or something.
Or the paintings. Because something Hatch wants, something you know he wants, something you know his people want.
I got a great idea. Why don't we go to the guy with the cane? I forget his name now.
Khan.
And we elicit him in this ambush.
Oh.
He scares the shit out of me.
Yes, but he's one. But this puts away one of Iron Wolf's enemies, which he would be definitely interested in doing.
I don't trust him. It's what I'm saying here, basically. I think if we enlist him, he will run around.
So
here's murder people.
Here's the problem
us, though, because we gave him the painting.
So here's the problem with that line of thought, right? You're a character who's worked for the Iron Wolf for a very long time, and he's paid you handsomely.
Not the Iron Wolf. This guy.
And he also works for the Iron Wolf, so by...
Yeah, but he's super not subtle, and I have this feeling, like, instead of being like, yes, let's set an ambush, and then we'll slowly root out the heresy, he's basically going to run in and start blowing shit up, in effect.
Well, I mean, even if he does that, it still works out for us, because we get to pull her into the limelight. So...
Alright. Okay. Like, yeah, I'm down if this is what you want to do. I wanted to lodge my formal complaint before we go ahead and do whatever the bloody orc wants again.
Complaint noted.
We're going left again, guys.
I seem to recall going right an awful lot.
It always worked out then.
Yeah, it always worked out when we had left.
Alright. So, opposed is everyone else to this idea? Because I don't want to just be like, no,
it's a good idea to use Khan to draw, get Khan to cooperate with us to draw this lady out to maybe come to me, but we set some sort of trap.
Mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, that seems like a good idea.
So we could set a meeting, like no weapons, and I'm perfectly capable of walking into a scenario like that because I can, you know, Eldritch Knight my weapons in. On top of that, we could set up, a sniper, you know, Grant, in a situation where he could take advantage of that, and gags, for the most part. You have access to spells and stuff, right, Steel? How many spell slots do you have?
Zero.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. That
I haven't snorted any magical items lately.
Huh. We have been a bit.
For the sake of just because I just remembered, your investigation also reveals a secret way to get just outside the underground prison complex. Just say.
Also, guys.
Oh.
So,
well,
something I forgot to mention because I was so excited.
So, well,
what's to say if we don't explain the situation to Mr. Khan, and we work with the sheriff to release this forger, work together, give Hatch the forgeries, and then keep the real copies for the Iron Wolf.
That's what I'm saying. I think we need the forger. We bring the forger to Khan. Khan agrees the forger to look at the paintings in order to make the counterfeits. We use the counterfeits to lure Window Lady in. And that's how we catch her.
The only problem I have with that is that Hatch would obviously be watching where this counterfeiter goes.
Why?
Because he has people everywhere.
Hatch plan.
Yeah.
Right. So that's why we have to sneak him out of the prison.
That I think would be very difficult to do, considering.
What's that, Graham?
No.
I think that would be very hard to do, considering we don't know who's in his pocket. Right, so if a random guard sees him, we assume the guard's on our side, but the guard could be on anyone's side, right?
Killed a beast from another dimension, just so you know.
That was ages ago, it doesn't count anymore.
doesn't count.
I crawled out of a dragon from the inside!
Same thing, ages
ago. I never saw that.
So, okay, what's the plan of action here? Let's work it out. So, you want to elicit... We first go to Khan, we talk to him.
Right.
Bring him into the fold. Then we talk to the guard the sheriff, bring him into the fold, make it so that we can maybe even secret to the actual, instead of moving the actual you know, forger to the paintings, maybe we move the paintings to the forger and we make sure we don't have that.
Because I don't think Khan is going to let us use the actual paintings to lure this woman
out. No, I agree. And I think it's a good idea to have a replica available. Yeah. And then we use the replica to lure out Miss Stabby Bitch, and we go from there.
What if we just break the forger out?
Why?
Because it'll look like we're following the plan.
Yes, but if we have the blessing of the sheriff, then we can still do that. But okay. The sheriff is in on it as well.
I mean, if we can trust him.
Of course, we can trust the sheriff. Why wouldn't we be able to?
Drimbor, I mean, how long have you known the sheriff?
Oh, it's only been a fair years. Good enough.
How much longer than you guys? How much does he like money? Because this Hatch guy seems pretty rich. So I assume he's got fingers in everyone.
As it were. That's disgusting.
I don't know how
I meant in everyone's pockets, but I said in everyone.
I'm sure he's fine. The sheriff likes justice.
You know the sheriff as a stand-up guy.
He likes justice.
That was just pretty plain, yeah. He's just okay. The problem more is that you're getting up there in years, not necessarily vigor for justice.
So we talk to Khan, let him on the plan, talk to the sheriff, get him on our side, either get the paintings to the counterfeiter or the counterfeiter to the paintings, make counterfeits, draw in Assassin Lady,
all right,
set the trap.
Here's what I think we need to do. We split up. I talk to Khan. Drimbor talks to the sheriff. Grant, you find a suitable ambush location. And Gags, you talk, you try and elicit the lady to come back to you somehow.
He just like leaves, his room is like candle scented. He's got rose petals. He's got
like a rose in his mouth.
Open up
like...
the window.
Well, yeah, try and find a way to alert her that you wish to communicate or some way.
Okay.
I was imagining like a box leaning on a stick with like
just like a
with
stick
like a, with like stick a hand drawn painting of what Gags can remember.
All right.
Would it be worthwhile to send Gags, possibly with you, Gormung, back to Mr. Frogman? Also,
I don't want to go back there.
No, to get you cured of whatever the fuck is wrong with you this week.
Well, I don't know if this is the stupid thing about 5e. Strength and charisma are two different things, and you can't be intimidating with strength. You have to be charismatic to be intimidating.
Gags is charismatic. I can probably convince him.
You probably could. You could probably be like, I will stab you in the eye.
Would you like that?
So yeah, I think that maybe even you two can go do that and then find a suitable location for an ambush.
Yeah, I could.
All right, let's go talk to Frogman.
I'm good at finding things.
Okay.
All right, let's go. Break and we scatter.
Okay.
Put your hands in, everybody. Go team.
No, I run off before that.
Yeah. I'm already left. Right. Like you turn around and just like. Eh.
The door's like...
Alright, Grant, what do you look? What are you looking for specifically?
I am looking specifically for a clandestine meeting point with good overhead view, like a couple of rooftops. No, let's say one rooftop. If there's a couple, there might be someone on the other one.
We can make an investigation roll.
Yes, sir.
Nice. Hey. So I'm thinking that would be the most
Maybe there's a hunting lodge outside of the town or something like that.
Well, let me say this. The most, where the graph intersects between not a lot of people and, like, a rooftop, a cemetery near a mausoleum.
Ooh, cryptic.
It's good. Right. If anyone dies, we can bury them instantly.
Well, a single building with not a lot of people around, maybe a tree.
You could say that there's the most people there too, Graham.
Ooh. Is Gags you with me while I'm doing this?
Yeah, I've gone with you because we're gonna make a pit stop with the Frogman.
You know, just my life.
I just live my life for a bit.
Just chilling while you're looking for a stupid fucking mausoleum.
I can croak at any moment.
Oh my god! Unsubscribe.
Done.
I got you for the next month, motherfucker. You can't go anywhere.
Right, so, Grant, what do you do? Is that all right? Are you saying no? Something else?
No, this sounds fairly good. Can I climb up there quickly and just make sure it's got, you know?
It's a slanted roof for whatever reason.
Okay.
Which, you know, good or bad depending on the situation.
Could you theoretically stash weapons ahead of time, maybe?
Yeah.
So that we could go to this meeting unarmed.
And I can chuck weapons down for you guys once the fighting starts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not so much an issue for me, but like...
It didn't go very well.
That was different. It saved your life.
You don't catch it with your body. You let it fall to the ground and then you pick it up.
I am going to try and impale him with his weapon.
Alright, Grant. Grant, what do you think? What do you do? Everybody else be quiet.
I would like to get on top of there, see if we can stash some weapons. Like, if it's, you know, basically if I can conceal myself, you know, using the roof, and then, you know, kind of pop my head over and have a little snipe. Where is it good enough for an ambush, basically?
Yeah, sure.
Sweet. Okay, Gags, Frogman ho. And I jump down.
All
right. Let's do it.
Durimbor, where are you going?
I'm going straight to the sheriff's house, or his office.
Next door?
Yeah, just next door.
See you guys.
Okay, it's maybe evening time. Sheriff's enjoying a spot of tea, Dragonborn tea.
Mm-hmm.
Does he heat it himself? He just pours cold tea in.
Well, I don't remember what color he is, so I don't.
You said he was blue last time.
Yeah. So yeah, he uses some lightning to the tea. In any case, he just kind of looks over his enormous dragonborn spectacles and waits for you to say something.
Sheriff Hagar, my colleagues and I have a plan. Apparently, Hatch is after these paintings that the Iron Wolf owns, and we have.
I'm sorry. Says a voice from behind you, and you see Mr. Khan is in the room.
I'm gonna go to his house and be like, "Hello,
hello."
Oh, this sucks,
Mr. Khan. Perfect.
Leaning in the corner, apparently in some kind of meet. Waiting for something, or they were talking or something. It's not clear to you what exactly he was when he got there or anything to that effect.
Mm-hmm.
What did you say? Mr. Khan, he limps over to the middle of the room.
Mr. Khan, yes. Apparently, Hatch, or the people who he works for, are still interested in the paintings, and they have threatened one of my colleagues with death if we weren't able to retrieve the paintings. Now, our idea is that they have told us there is a master forger in the prison. I came to the sheriff to get his permission to stage a rescue, to have him come, and before this happened, we were going to come and explain to you, we wish to bring the forger to you so he may forge the paintings, and we can use the fakes to draw out Hatch's minion.
A daring plan, indeed. You're very clever, Lot. I understand why the Iron Wolf placed his trust in you. Well, not you specifically, but...
no offense taken.
Is this the hair? You look the same. in that group previously. Now, one problem, one flaw.
I'm like looking through the window of the house. It's like, hello.
He should be here. I wonder where he is.
Is his drapes of the Iron Wolf blocking your view?
Yeah. I like the idea that it's side swipes to me and gags, and I'm like slapping the dude, going, "Turn it back! Turn it back!
Oh God, don't kill him!"
He says, "There's one problem. We don't need to stage an escape."
And why is that?
Well, I'm secret police. I can have him released. No questions asked.
Oh, well, the reason why we said stage escape, because we don't know where Hatch has, or the people who works for, where he has eyes and ears. We are worried that if they find out that is that we brought him out freely, that they'll be suspicious and our plan to bait them out will be for naught.
Interesting. How would you do you intend to stage an escape? Because I may be of help.
Well, we tend to place the guards we know who are going to be there. We'll subdue them peacefully as much as we can. And then we'll have them escape. I came to the Sheriff Hagar to make sure that more guards don't show up and try to stop us.
If you don't mind, let me have a word with the leader of the prison. I can see that the cell block you intend to go through is clear of personnel.
It'd make our job a lot easier.
Very good. It's settled then. And then he gives the hail the Iron Wolf and then leaves.
Yes, this.
Yeah.
Yeah, then he gets out, yeah.
But he does it without smiling in any way.
Yeah, he does the Egyptian and leaves.
Yes, and then he limps away.
Throws a smoke bomb and links away.
Yeah. No. He's still hopping.
Sheriff Hagar says, did you need me for anything else?
How are you? How's your day? No, that's I'm good.
Great. I'd rather that lawman out of my hair. He's making my life difficult.
Sheriff, you don't have hair. I was
you fired the reborn. You're fired.
Wow, that was a good impression. I like that.
No, he says, nevertheless, we need those paintings need to be found, recovered, and he needs to be gone as soon as possible. So whatever you're doing with your paintings, be done with it quickly.
Should be done by tonight, Chief.
Sure. I do wonder. You said when you came in, who has the paintings again?
Mr. Khan, he has them secured away.
Really? He didn't mention anything to me. And if he has the paintings, why is he still here?
I believe he's waiting for a letter back from the Iron Wolf himself. He should be back by now.
It should be.
Have you seen Jeff?
Jeff who?
Jeff was the courier.
The Eagle.
Jeff the Eagle. You know Eagle. Jeff.
Oh, of course.
Jeff.
How could I forget? And he pulls out the photograph.
Yeah.
Oh, you got. He's got
like the 8.5x11 glossy.
He's got Jeff. All 8 of the special baseball cards with Jeff on it. Yeah. You know,
the gum's still in there.
The gum's still in the back.
But he says, "Yes, should be back. Should have been back days ago. What's the holdup? Investigate."
On it. Then I leave.
All right, slide over. Gormung.
I wonder where he is.
But you know for a fact that Mr. Khan's secret police headquarters has no windows or anything, but when you arrive, the door does say out to lunch.
I check the time. It's like
police ever.
It's like 2 p.m. I was like, it's a late lunch. I guess I'll wait.
Okay.
I wait.
You wait for several hours, and then you see coming up the drive, Mr. Khan limping his way with his staff, his cane.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I will sort of, you know, jog up to him and then walk by his side, I guess, since he has a limp.
Yes, your presence is not making the secret police headquarters very secret.
Or neither is the out to lunch sign, I guess.
Touché.
So, I have a proposition for you.
Yes?
So, I'm not sure if you're aware of the presence of an underground forgery ring here in this city, but they're attempting to take the paintings of the Iron Wolf and sell them on the black market.
Yes, your associate just informed me.
Oh, so you know about it then.
I consider your daring, I am fully on board with your forging attempt.
Oh, fantastic.
I intend to let the forger stay in my quarters and forge the paintings for as long as it takes.
Fantastic. I mean, having something that we could use as bait would be excellent in this proceedings. I have another question for you, though, about that message you sent.
Yes.
Have you seen a reply? It's been about a week now.
No, as a matter of fact, no, I've not.
Has the bird returned?
No, not quite.
Is this unusual?
Perhaps, but I trust Jeff.
Well, it's less about Jeff, but more about if he was, you know, intercepted.
Jeff, never.
All right, then.
He's infallible.
So, are we prepared to do it tonight, then? This daring escape?
Yes, I will be to the prison to make the arrangements as soon as I finish the laundry.
And how would you like me to bring in the forger?
In a potato sack, preferably.
Restrained?
Quiet.
I was going to, lead him to be an accomplice in this escape. Maybe him thinking that he has still retained his prisonership, and that this escape is just him falling into the hands of another criminal organization. Are you perhaps in line with this thought process? The less he knows about him being used in means that he's not acquainted with, the better, right?
Once he sees me, the jig will have to be up.
Okay. Well, I will bring him. I'll bring him potato sack and all.
I do have a potato seller disguise.
Man, that won't be necessary. I only require the sack, after all.
Oh, okay.
Graham, I'm gonna go to the marketplace and
check the secret police disguise cupboard.
Yeah, I'm gonna go to the marketplace and get myself a potato sack.
Okay, good.
They're just like, and how many potatoes would you like? Zero. I'm like, what?
I just require the bag.
We don't just sell bags here. You gotta buy some potatoes. I'm like,
One potato.
It's like, fine. Minimum is 7 potatoes per bag. It's like, God damn it.
Fuck, 7 potatoes. Just dump the potatoes out in front of her and walk away with the bags.
Well, if you buy 10 potatoes, you get 10 potatoes free. Well, I don't want to be wasteful.
I like the idea that I'm just at home peeling potatoes in the afternoon. Just like...
Gonna make so much mashed potato tonight.
have a little take a break there.
Grant and Gags are going to the frog guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, frog guy.
I mean, you were in the middle of just slapping a dude, right?
Yep.
Yeah, you guys walk up to the frogman.
10 minutes earlier.
Excuse me, Mr. Frogman. and he is home, and he answers the door. Yes, back for more?
Confess!
What have you done to me? Ribbit.
Ah, probably come inside.
Good. Yes. And I follow him inside.
Brandy?
No.
Don't do it.
Hard candy?
No.
Frog poison?
Yes.
I am vulnerability.
I am delighted to inform you that your friend here seems to be experiencing the advanced symptoms of frog mutation.
Why would that delight you?
Well, clearly.
Isn't it supposed to be the pinnacle of evolution?
No.
How are frogs the pinnacle of evolution?
They're perfect. Perfectly designed creatures.
I think he's having sex with these frogs.
Soon we will all be frogs.
Right.
Yeah. I've poisoned the reservoir with my frog concoction. Soon there will be no one left but frogs.
So, if frogs are the perfect, how come you have not turned yourself into a frog?
There's that sweet tooth.
Someone has to prepare the elixir.
What if I say I'll prepare it and you can turn yourself into a frog right away?
I do not trust you.
I don't trust you.
I don't trust you either.
Wait. I don't trust you either.
Everyone pulls out guns and points at each other.
Yeah, so are we quite done here?
No, I want you to turn my friend. I want you to cure my friend of this mutation.
I signed no contract. I gave no consent. Ribbit.
Yes. It will take me some time to concoct.
And okay. You're actually going to concoct.
I've got all the time in the world. And I like sit down, cross-legged on the floor, and just stare at him.
Does he have all the time in the world?
Yes.
I give him a month.
Okay, so he's got some time.
How long does the concoction take? 3 months.
And just for the record, if this concoction either turns him into something else, accelerates the process, or kills him, we will have words.
Words I can do.
How long do I have before I turn into a frog?
You got about a month, it's fine, don't worry.
A month? How long will it take you to make the concoction?
A month and a day.
A month or so.
No, or so.
How about you work a little harder on it, yeah?
The hardest I can.
Sounds perfect. And we'll be back in a week or so.
Make that intimidation roll. You gotta make him make it.
I got it.
I mean, I haven't got it. I mean, I could have it if you want, but...
Hold on. Let me see what I have.
No. You gotta be intimidating, man. You can't just roll an intimidation roll and say...
Yeah, to be fair, you know.
If I come back in a week and you don't have the cure to what ails me, I will crawl up inside your body with my bare hands.
14?
If you have to, if you have to ask, question mark.
14.
Yes. Oh, and I swear.
That was just the funniest fucking trick I've ever heard in my life.
And I swear, if I have to come back with him, he won't have to crawl up inside you, because I am going to shove him inside you. All right?
Yes, of course.
We'll bring lube.
Wow, guys.
Oh my
God. I've got a -2. He's got a +4.
Guys.
Can I just fucking stab him, please?
My knife anyway. Is coated with a poison that will act within a week to kill you. If the concoction's not done in 5 days, I'll leave you to rot. Stab.
The antidote is already in the works, I swear.
All right.
I trust
back him. In a week.
And no turning other people into frogs.
I knock his candy dish over on the floor as we walk out the door.
That's just rude.
That's how you get ants, motherfucker.
That's just needlessly wasteful, really. Maybe some people want to be frogs. You don't know.
I wish I was playing gags, actually.
All right, what happens next?
We go back.
Mm-hmm.
I say we wait that time and then we do that daring escape because that sounds like fun.
So why do you have so many potatoes?
They forced me to buy potatoes if I wanted a potato sack.
Yes, your celebratory your pre-victory meal is largely starchy.
Hey, look, I'm a good chef, Graham. I wash my potatoes before I boil them. Thank you very much.
Is that not normal?
Potatoes give me gas.
We don't want Grant having gas.
Well, that's why I made for you cabbage.
Oh. Fine.
Cabbage again.
Why is it always me who gets cabbage?
I like the idea that I'm making these amazing meals for everyone and Grant just gets cabbage.
Is it like that you prefer to just take like a head of cabbage and stick it on a plate?
No, I cook it up, but like I like the idea. It's like, can I get something different this time? And I'm just like, sure. I grab a pinch of salt and just go.
And you go like this.
There you go. It's different.
All right. So you guys wait, until midnight or so.
Mm-hmm.
When the guard is the lightest. Grant knows the secret way to get into the prison, which is through the dressmaker shop.
Oh shit, okay. Yeah.
For whatever reason, whoever was there before, the basement has been, there's a small 2 feet by 2 foot hole that has been either through foundation damage or otherwise dug through by some creature. There is a squirming
Graham, is this one of those weird like Looney Tunes scenes where we walk into the guard into the dressmaker's shop, go through the hole, come out looking like guards? Like,
no.
Just
I see where this is going. Gags. New dog.
You're missing an ear, so it should be easier for you, right?
It doesn't matter. Yeah. As soon as he's looped up, he'll be fine.
Wait.
I just squirt right through. Oh, Jesus.
I'm disgusted.
You know those tools they use to put icing on a cake?
Mm-hmm.
You may want to turn around, Dirigible.
I'm gonna watch this.
It's a little like that.
I'll stand there with my arms outstretched.
With enough pressure, he just sort of slides through.
He
know?
Slides through anything.
Oh, you miss a spot, right?
He's
right
like there. Vindaloo.
Hmm. Right. It must do wonders for his skin. Look how green he is.
Yep. It keeps me young.
Off you go, buddy. And
I look at the camera and I say, it's a living.
All right, so that's
some Flintstones humor for you right. Young bucks out there.
Omen drinking challenge. Every time we make a Flintstones reference, you have a shot.
Fuck.
So is it just gags going?
It's 2x2.
I fit in there too.
Yeah, you can all pretty much squirm in there, but it's pretty tight.
Wait, sweet. So we didn't need to lube up gags?
No. Well, he goes in front, so he lubes the excess lube. Slicks the walls, so it's easier for us to go through.
So I've someone's gonna go through staring at his bare naked hairy ass.
Yeah. Thanks for volunteering.
Enjoy the view.
Oh, I just had cabbage.
So you guys, over the course of the next hour, following Gags' lead, you guys squirm through this rat hole.
It takes an hour to get through the hole? Jesus Christ.
Because the dungeon's underground. And in fact, Gags, you eventually emerge.
I like the idea that we're inside of it. All you can see is just the white of our eyes, like some sort of weird cartoon. And I'm just like,
thank God none of us are claustrophobic, huh?
Wait, that would claustrophobic. Suck.
Okay. Even if you're not claustrophobic, Grant has terrible cabbage gas.
Yes. You just had to feed him cabbage.
Gags, you eventually emerge. You realize at a few minutes past that the tunnel kind of begins to slope downward, and so you're very careful as you make your way down. I need you to make the acrobatics check.
Okay.
With disadvantage because you're oily.
You try to position yourself against the wall, but nope. Ooh, you just keep going.
Well, I mean, it wasn't constitution.
Yeah, it wasn't con.
Pretty fine. The grade is narrow enough that you're able to use your legs to kind of, position, brace yourself.
Right.
The reason it's sloping downward is because this tunnel eventually emerges on the ceiling of a cavern overlooking the entrance.
They didn't really think out this tunnel too well, did they? It's like a one-way tunnel. If you want to get into prison, this is the easiest way. And how do you get out? That's for future Dave to worry about.
To your left, over here, the entrance to the prison, and over here, the sort of the side wall. Pretty much where, the wing in which the forger is held, and that would be to the right. That would be over here, away from the entrance.
Okay.
So you need to figure out a way to get down.
How far of a drop is it?
50 feet.
You survived a bigger fall than that, right, Gags?
Like the wall, are there handholds? Like, is it like a stone wall or?
Well, you're pretty much in the ceiling right now, but there is a possibility that if you backed up a little bit and slid, you could make it to the wall before you hit the ground.
Yeah, just do one of those rolls that you do in video games. You'd be fine. Yeah? Mm-hmm.
Just before you hit, you roll. That way, you don't take any damage.
Or good with enough oomph. Like if you were able to push off from the tunnel with your feet, mm-hmm. you could land on the roof of the prison.
Is there a way that we can shimmy down and attach like a climbing rope to the top of this thing so we can climb back up?
There is. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that seems like a
In like one of those like. Ooh. Like
I could fire an arrow attached with thing.
At the top of the hole. We just need to secure a rope to the top of it.
Yeah, but to get down as well, we could shimmy down and shimmy back up the rope.
Yeah, I know. That's why we're attaching a rope to the top while we're up there.
But then we could get on the rope. Oh, okay, I'm fine.
I'm gonna look over my back shoulder and be like, does anybody have a rope and something to secure it with?
Of course, not all of us are naked.
we're not naked.
That's a very good point.
I've got my clothes tied in a bag, looped around my ankle with a piece of rope.
He was the only gnome that I've known to crawl through 700 feet of shit and come out clean on the other end.
the word you were looking for, Henley, is a python.
Yes.
Or a python.
Python. Yes, that's exactly it. So, yes, I would like to use the climbing gear and secure a rope to the top so we can climb back out if need be.
Okay. So, Gags, you're going to have to do this. You use your incredible balance and acrobatics to secure the piton to the with the rope to the wall of the tunnel which you are currently in. The rope is how long?
50 feet.
Fuck, man, what does the adventurer's kit have?
It's a 50-foot rope.
Yeah.
Feet. All right, so you're just above the ground.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Cool. Gags, you're gonna shimmy down, or you're gonna swing over, or what?
I'm just like, actually, it's probably best if the greased up guy doesn't use the rope.
So we're throwing him.
Well, how are you going to get past me?
So I'm going to crawl down. I'm going to grab the rope from underneath him. And then I'm going to like just say, hang on to my belt or something. I don't know.
Okay. So I wrap my naked body around Gormong.
So Grant is behind Gags. So Gags, what do you do?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, no, I...
Well, then Grant would do that, theoretically.
Yeah, that's
yeah. Grab on, little buddy. Let's shimmy down this bitch.
His greased-up genitals hit the back of your neck.
All right, so Grant, are you sliding down, or are you going to try and swing for the roof?
Let's slide down.
Okay. Good, you've got a lot of practice at that back in the dungeon.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Yeah. So you can slide most of the way down with your boots, bracing your fall. I need you to make a stealth roll because there are guards at the entrance.
Stealthing down ropes is my speciality. And I sing my song of stealth.
Coming down the rope, motherfuckers.
16. Thank fuck, I have plus 11.
What? That's a 5. You slide your way down and give a little hop to get down to the ground.
You are awful. And
you hide behind the stalagmite that's there.
Oh my god, Graham, you actually know the difference between a stalagmite and a stalactite.
We just had this conversation in our last game that we played with me and Virgil.
Oh, I see.
Holy crap, Gags. You're naked.
Oh, yeah. Hang on a second.
I reach into my bag and I put my clothes back on.
You pull out the courtesy towel that you've had since we started lubing you up.
I hate the way clothes feel on fresh lube.
All right, Gormon.
Don't ask me how I know that.
All right, so Graham, you said that there's an ability to pendulum onto a roof. What strategic advantage would I have for being on the roof?
If the guards look over to see you climbing down the rope, they could see you.
Okay. So what I'm saying is, do I have to make a stealth check if I jump
on the
roof?
No, you can make acrobatics and just get on the roof. They would not be able to easily inspect the roof, and you could probably hide after that.
So that's what I will do. I will do acrobatics, because that is something that...
You're bad at.
Oh, yeah. I'm better at athletics. Can I use athletics instead, or...?
Actually, athletics would probably be more appropriate, but even still.
Okay, I'll use athletics. That's a 25.
It's easy. You do a backflip and land on the roof. And do like the Matrix landing. And also you also do stealth by accident.
Whoops.
So this prison is just more like a rectangular prison. Like this, it's all hard corners and stuff.
Sure.
Yeah. It's all hard stone. But you land on the roof safe. It's fairly dark in here, but your dark vision and the vague torchlight from the entrance is enough to be able to see. So
I like hearing the guards be like, "I'm so glad we have vague torchlight down here. It makes it so much easier to do our jobs." The other one's like, "Yeah, I love vague torchlight."
Durimbor.
Durimbor is going to shimmy down. He's going to shimmy stealthily. Let's see if I don't copy Grant.
Whew.
22 stealth.
Nice.
Done.
Right. Oh, thank God he put his clothes back on.
Yeah. So Durimbor, Grant, and Gags are behind the stalagmite. Gormung is on top of the roof. There are two guards stationed at the front door, both human, both wearing... heavy armor. They have sort of the standard bearing of the standard bearing of the council, the city, the city's heraldry, and all that kind of stuff. They work for the city.
So we're under the impression that we just have to knock these guys out. Yeah, that's sort of the intention that we got to go with.
Yeah, the idea is yes. Once you get past these two guys, it's going to be you can go right to the guy you're supposed to go to.
Okay. So maybe I here's what I suggest we do. What are they called? The blackjacks? Is that what they call them?
Yeah.
For hitting a dude in the back of the head?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What do they use? Is that an actual weapon in this game?
I call it a club.
A club?
Okay. I assume we would have came prepared for, you know, knocking out motherfuckers.
The simplest of weapon, yeah.
Yeah. So
a poisonous kit.
I mean, do you have a sleeping poison?
Sure.
I mean, don't say sure.
I'm just like, this one here, yeah.
Coming,
the permanent sleep
this,
one.
The skull and crossbones one.
Yeah.
That says invincibility on it.
Yeah.
Potion of longevity.
I took a cue from the dungeon and decided to mislabel all my poisons.
Now you've forgotten which one's which, and you're just like, well, I could just grab one.
Let's see.
Poison roulette.
All right.
That sounds like a terrible game.
Okay, so what's a club but used? Is it strength, I assume?
Yeah.
And these guys have heavy armor.
Yeah.
So if we're going mechanically wise, we need someone who can actually hit these fucking idiots with a club. Sure, but I'm terrible at stealth, so, you know, getting up on them and actually, like, you know, knocking them out. I mean, the other option is that we could just actually just, like, combat these dudes and knock them out, so...
Well, you're on the roof, right? So surely you can probably wouldn't need to stealth, really. And then you can just jump on them and handle everything, and then we'll all come out.
Okay. So you just want me to go up and beat them up?
I mean, you're the orc, right?
I mean, I guess I could... I sort of, like, climb down the... What's it going to take for me to climb down off the roof, Graham, to meet up with these other dudes?
Just athletics.
Okay, sure, I can do that. 14. That's rough.
Hell yeah.
That's awesome.
Just climbing down from the roof, which has, like, handholds and windows and stuff, 14's plenty.
Okay. So, I'm gonna take this club. I'm gonna go beat a man senseless.
Alright, it's two of them. You gotta clear 10 feet before you get to... Like, if you go around the corner, you gotta clear 10 feet before you get to the first guard.
Sure, I think I can do that in one turn.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I prepare to throw gags at them?
I mean, you can't even lift gags normally, right? So.
Looks like you're gonna toss me.
I just figured, like, if Gormung doesn't get both of them, a projectile gnome might help.
We are not, what is it?
Friends?
Legolas and Gimli, right? that's not how this relationship works.
I like how from the beginning of the game, Gags has gotten progressively shorter and smaller.
Yeah.
To the point where he becomes like a rock, you know?
I mean, he's always kind of been a rock.
So yeah, I'm going to go up and...
A rock of friendship and understanding.
Gormung, right, when you're in the corner, you hear one of the guards say to the other guard, he says, yeah, it's weird that they cut the shifts for this night all of a sudden. And the other one says, yeah, that was weird.
I come up behind him, it's like, it's not that weird. And then it's fucking bonk.
All right, make a tech roll.
All right. What is this with? Is it still strength. plus 8? Yeah. So
yeah, it's the same. It's just subdual damage.
Okay. Ooh. Ow. 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 Sorry. Let me just.
Unless you're attempting to murder him.
No, I am using a club. So what's a club damage? Grant. Sorry.
D4.
Really? I might as well punch a dude in the face.
Yeah. Sure. That doesn't seem right. Oops. I don't have my player's number.
It's got to be a D6.
I think it is.
Club 1d4, budgeoning.
Oh, oh
wow.
Well, punch is 1d2, so what are you going to do?
Okay.
Second one hits.
Yep.
Go ahead and roll damage, so 1d4 plus whatever your strength bonus is. So these guards are not the cream of the crop. 9 is enough to subdue the first guard. So you go for the first one, he blocks with his arm, and then you hit him across the head with the 9 damage. He just goes,
yeah.
Nice.
And why don't you and him roll for initiative? Unless anybody who wants to roll initiative can.
Oh, man.
No, I'm good.
Don't shoot him.
I'm going to shoot him. Oh yeah.
Oh god, no.
Grant, we're trying not to kill people here, bro.
So I've applied one of my poisons to this arrow.
Okay.
And I'm gonna try. I don't know what the poison is.
You're rolling at disadvantage because I'm in melee. What are you doing?
It's fine.
That doesn't matter in fifth edition.
It doesn't?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's fine.
Gormung,
cyberpunk.
I did. I got a 6.
Oh, that's you. Okay. Grant, what do you want to do?
I want to shoot him with my bow, and I've put a random poison on. Decide what that does.
Sounds good.
19.
Hits.
The love potion.
So I'm basically trying to like skim him, but I don't know.
You know, like, I skim him with a lethal injection. Don't
like hit him in the throat or anything, you know. Maybe okay. Like a semi-fatal. Maybe like a. Like,
well, let me tell you about how much damage I did to the last guy and how much damage he just did now. You did 25 damage to him.
That was to subdue him
with a pointed arrow.
I did sneak attack him. Right,
he passes out out of fright.
The arrow goes swinging past his head. It's like, oh lordy. Oh.
No, I hit him.
My vapors.
I hit him.
Yeah, he gets the vapors and collapses.
Wow.
Just a semi-fatal shot. It's cool.
All right, Coach. Seems awfully easy.
Yeah, I'm gonna sit these guys upright against the wall, Graham. Okay. No. And I'm also gonna like just sort of tie their hands just loosely, not like, you know, fuck you, whatever. I'm just gonna tie them up.
Can I take one of their guard uniforms?
It's heavy armor, so you know.
Would either of their uniforms fit me?
Both of them.
Yeah, I'll dress up in a guard uniform.
Okay, cool.
I mean, what end? It's heavy armor, man. You're at a complete disadvantage for everything you
I've
do.
I've got this, dude.
You can't even wear heavy armor.
Sure, you can. Anybody can.
Yeah, can. Just
I just,
won't
I
do
just can't fight in it.
Okay, fair enough.
You look.
You look like a guard.
You look ridiculous.
You should get in on this.
You look at me, I'm wearing like shiny, like illuminating scale mail, and I'm just like, no, I'm good.
All right.
I'm good, thanks.
You're walking around like the Tin Man before he gets the oil can.
Right, should we proceed?
I believe
we just passed this door.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, grab the key from him, would you?
Oh, it comes with the outfit.
So we spend 25 minutes waiting for him to derobe and re-robe the heavy armor that he has.
Despite all that time, nobody comes to see you, nobody comes to inspect, nobody comes to look.
I like the idea that the first guy that I hit, he's like, oh man, what happened? I'm just like, just talk him out again.
I unlock the door and I walk in.
Yeah.
Yep.
I come skipping up behind.
Okay. You know where the wing is you're supposed to go to, and kind of the further you go back and the deeper you go down underground, more security. And so this is a forger, master forger, but even still, he's not down there with the murderers and the rapers and stuff like that.
He can't forge his way out of this one.
First floor, around the corner, all the way at the back, you know exactly where to go. There's no guards around. There's some prisoners. Hanging about, they're looking at you, just kind of curious. You look like a guard, so they don't know the difference. So they're just kind of like looking around, making sure they're not really sure what's going on, but they are being cowed and prisoner-like. As a group, you guys make it down the hall, around the corner, all the way to the back, find out exactly where you're supposed to be going. At the end of the hallway is who appears to be a decrepitly old man, in a jail cell, like ready to leave.
he's got his travel hat on and his coat.
He's got a hat and a black vest and a bow tie. He's got sort of scraggly prisoner beard and some spectacles. Apparently everybody in this place has spectacles.
They're all old. We know this.
Yeah.
It's a retirement village, Graham. We've been over this plenty of times.
Guard, I believe this prisoner needs to come with us.
Sure.
And he says, "You'll never take me alive."
All right.
Why did you punch him?
God, don't kill him!
Yeah. Clang.
He says, no, guardsmen, not today. I'm not ready to be taken.
Can I punch him?
Through the bars?
He looks up, he turns his spectacles up and says, psst, it is I, Leclerc, the forger.
Leclerc.
No, guards, please.
He's so good at acting.
Guards, shut him up.
I even know we're good for you.
You gag him and bind him. He's come with us.
Can I roll insight to see if I know he's faking?
Ouch! I've been punched by the law.
The long arm of the law.
Oh, wow.
So we know he's faking, yeah.
I tend to gag them. It's like, I just got why you're called gags.
No, don't. No. No.
After all this time, I understand why you're called gags.
I'm not that small.
Wait, why is he called gags?
Because people normally gag him.
I thought it was short for his name.
It is.
Okay.
But his parents named him Gags.
Did they?
They named him Gags.
I thought he had a ridiculously long name.
Indeed.
I do.
He said it when he introduced us, and I forgot it instantly.
I like the idea that we've stopped unlocking this guy's cell to turn around and talk about
it. Shh, shh,
shh. No one cares.
No one cares.
Right, you're coming with me, prisoner, as I gruffly grab him. And like,
I'm just an old man.
That's what they all say.
We walk past all the prisoners, they're all just like spectacles, just like...
Fight the power!
Are there any attractive ladies in prison?
I mean...
Absolutely not.
Are there any ladies in prison?
There's some attractive men.
No.
I mean, that feminine penis.
It's like this
penis,
one spritz too many times. He tried to go against the spritzer union.
There's just one dude who's like totally spritzed up and topless and...
It's like, I spray with my left hand. I'm not a freak. It's normal.
Bill mentioned, this reminds me of the time that I built a house out of corn. Do you want me to tell you about it?
No,
let's go.
come. Right.
Move, so, prisoner.
Did you bring me a sandwich?
Actually, yes, I did. It's up this
potato
hole.
Sandwich.
It's a potato sandwich.
Yeah, it's like, I actually made you a go kid. It's a potato salad. I hand it over to him in this little like medieval Tupperware container. So it's basically just like wood.
All right, so you guys make it outside?
Yeah. We climb back up the rope. We take the thing out, coil the rope up.
The old man Leclerc is hobbling along. He is old and fragile. He's kind of leaning on, Durimbor. Or, I imagine he's kind of using Gags as a cane.
Gags is just completely straight, and he's just like...
Yeah.
He's picking up his hand.
Stiffen up, boy.
Give us a board!
Oh, this game.
Okay, there's a rope.
Yep, climb up it.
Strap the old guy to your back.
Okay.
You should carry the old guy.
Yeah. Well, we don't even have to carry the old guy. Like, we can tie the rope to him and, like, pull him up.
Yeah, but we still
that will end badly. He'll, like, get hung or something, probably.
I'll just... it's fine. I could probably just strap him to my back and climb up.
Gormung's strong. He can deal with that.
Oh, here we go. Oh, yeah. Crit. No, I didn't care. I mean, I had advantage because I had an old man, right? The old man argument.
The old man was on his back, motivating him like Yoda.
Come on, you can do it.
You can do it. And hit him with his little stick.
There is no try.
It's athletics to climb.
No, he says, the old man says, if I wanted to see a man fail to climb a rope, I would have stayed in the army. Let me at it.
I was trying to carry an old man. Fair enough. Climb away.
Well, what do you know? You succeeded.
He's like climbing up with like his fingers.
He just becomes a gaseous cloud.
Yeah, he makes his way up the rope in a fashion that would belie his fragile form. Gags just makes his way up the rope behind
him. As he climbs up the rope and he rolls it up and leaves us there, and he rips off his mask, and underneath it's Tom Cruise, and he's like, and then he just leaves, and I'm like,
why is Tom Cruise?
I was gonna say it was the secret agent dude. It was like, ha ha.
This is Khan. Khan.
Khan.
All right, we climb up, Graham.
I'll climb up too. Do I have to do like something, a roll or something? Because I've got the armor.
Yeah, you had the armor.
Athletics?
Oh, this is going to be fun.
I'm pretty sure you get disadvantage on everything.
My athletics isn't good.
He falls down. I just use him as a stepping stone as I climb again.
Grant, you climb up most of the rope, and when you get to the hole, you hit the ceiling with your shoulder plates and fall 50 feet off of the rope. I need to make a dexterity saving throw to try and stop your fall somehow.
Graham, I step out of the way.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I would have gone up last. You guys wouldn't have let me go up ahead of you.
I like the idea that we just keep going. We don't even know that he's not behind us.
I'm assuming disadvantage.
Yep.
No. 10?
10.
Okay.
Roll a 2.
Excuse me, I need some D6s.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's funny, you have all the
criminals. Criminals staged a daring escape today at the police station. However, one of their confidants was left behind and dead inside of heavy armor as he tried to escape.
All right, Grant, you hit the ground for 25 bludgeoning damage.
Oh, okay.
Just like a stone, just like...
I'm guessing, and like, I'm not an expert at D&D, but I'm guessing I can't use Uncanny Dodge to take half of the damage. Ah, oh, even Grog.
So wait, tunnel, you're like... not an expert at D&D? Oh my god.
We're in the tunnel?
Hey.
What? Was that Grant?
No, it was
Help,
nothing.
I've fallen and I can't get up.
Which are really... It's an old man. Come on, let's go.
The old man's like, are we calling? Just checking along.
I lean my head out the hole in the ceiling, and I sing a sweet song of athletics to Grant and provide him with bardic inspiration.
Yeah, it's move, bitch, get out the way.
So you have a D6 that you can roll to improve your
or. Take off the fucking armor.
Never. I'm doing this. Okay.
Do or die.
Six to a roll.
Oh, God. I'm going to love the idea of Grant.
19.
Being inside of the tunnel, getting stuck, and then having to, like, worm his way out of the armor and leave the armor in the tunnel and just keep going.
I got a 16 if I'm rolling disadvantage.
You still can't fit in the hole. But you don't fall.
Quickly destroy
it. Shed that armor, buddy!
Like a snake.
Do I have to climb back down to take the armor off?
Probably. It's a 10-minute long process.
I'll let you do it while hanging. If you can make
he
it,
presses yeah, the emergency release button on his armor and it just...
If you can make an athletics check, I'll let you suspend yourself while you move your armor.
Oh, I can make an athletics check.
It's going to be like one of those rope dancers in Vegas.
It's like it's the Cirque du Soleil.
That with disadvantage.
Yes.
Yeah.
Roll a d6.
Roll a d6.
That's
12.
You slip a few feet while you take the armor off, but all in all, you can get the armor off.
Boom. And I drop it really loudly.
Yeah.
It's like, and I am now naked.
Are you sure that wasn't Grant? He's like, no, keep going. It's fine.
Keep going.
And then I slip inside the...
Who's behind the old man?
Me, probably.
Mm-hmm. And then I'm behind him.
And he spends the whole climb through the tunnel telling you about the Kaiser.
And I'm like, every time he's like, are you following? I'm like, uh-huh. Like every time.
Uh-huh.
All right, you guys make your way back out in the dressmaker shop.
Actually, when we climb up to the top, I put a potato sack over his head.
Oh, okay. Now, what's the big idea, Sonny?
It's for your own protection.
We can't let any of the guards see you.
We can't let you see Grant naked. He'll kill you.
That's it.
I would like to pick out a dress, of like a clothes of some kind from this.
It is a dressmaker, so yes.
Yeah. Yeah, dress then.
And what type of summer dress would you like?
Blue and floral.
You should probably get one that's. You should get one that matches your shoes.
But I'm not wearing shoes.
You should get some shoes.
I would like to get some shoes as well, please.
Yeah. Choose the shoes first, then get the dress.
Right.
All right.
You look very pretty.
Thank you.
So we're taking him to
the secret place. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we could drop Grant off across the street at the whorehouse.
The brothel, yeah, that is across the street.
I did hear it caters only to women.
Mm-hmm. Right. They might want a strange man in a dress.
All right. So you have a one half orc with the potato sack over his shoulder with some feet dangling out of it. Grant in a dress.
Mm-hmm.
Gex. Luby.
Mm-hmm.
No, he got clothes. He toweled off.
He used his courtesy towel, Graham. Come on.
Yeah, of course.
And I'm normal. I am the odd man out, apparently.
Yeah, and Durimbor's like, I'm not with them. I'm not with them.
For some reason, I have the weird urge to make sausages when I get back.
Can I have some?
No.
I hate
Please
cabbage.
Don't give him cabbage.
But yes, okay. Maybe you can have some as long as you help prepare the meal like everyone else does.
Yeah, whatever was living in that tunnel is dead now. We can blame Grant for that.
So, do we get back to the house without any problems, Graham?
The Mr. Khan's house or your house?
The Mr. Khan's
secret house.
Mr. Khan's secret house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, as a matter of fact, no, you do not. Something does happen.
Oh, damn. Shit.
Gags, do me a favor. Roll a d20 for us.
Okay. Like, I thought you were going to say roll a constitution. I was going to shit myself.
Now, this is you actually shitting yourself, so.
Yeah.
How about a one?
I really hope that's good and not really, really bad.
Nah, this isn't fucking 40k. Okay.
Lions jump out.
I mean, I just told you one.
So yeah. we played Numenera the other day, and you can crit fail, like get a GM intrusion on initiative.
Yeah.
Ooh.
You always have to make things super difficult for me. I need you to roll.
6d100. I need to find the right table.
A 1d 650.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
162. One.
Graham pulls out this big Bible of poisons and diseases, blows off the dust, and turns its creaky pages over to 162. Ah, you have
syphilis.
Potato syphilis. The sack was infested.
You have mites.
You guys are traveling between where the dressmaker shop is and where Mr. Khan's secret police headquarters is.
Mm-hmm.
When you are more or less you hear something in the distance coming down the road, and in fact coming out of a nearby alleyway incredibly close to you. Who's in the lead?
Probably either Grant. No, it wouldn't be Grant. Grant's back there fucking picking up.
I'm having
dress.
Trouble with my heels.
Yeah, I'll be in front.
Yeah, it's probably doing okay. Well.
Okay, so in front of you, coming down the alleyway,
mm-hmm.
is very what by sound would be a rat.
Mm-hmm. And rats are fairly common. Well, I don't know. Are we in the rich district or the poorer district?
Rich.
You're making your way through the poor district to get to the rich district.
Okay.
Yeah. So, rats. So, you know, we're paranoid. Just like, shit. Oh, it's just rats. Come on, quickly.
what appears to be
a demon pregnant baby.
What appears to be a pregnant giant rat waddles its way across the street.
Oh, in front of you. Jesus.
Gross.
And then you also hear high-pitched shouting and shrieking as a crowd of street urchins chasing the pregnant rat with sticks and clubs.
What the hell is wrong with this town?
I don't know. You live
like the first young people we've seen in forever.
Yeah,
they only come out at night when the sun's away.
So when it sends out,
like they must vampires, be vampires. Really?
And giant pregnant rats.
So it's just kids chasing rats. Whatever.
A giant pregnant rat. Yeah. That's fine.
Graham, we kill the kids, obviously.
Yeah.
That is our MO. Yeah.
Fair enough. You guys eventually make your way to the secret police headquarters. Old man in tow over the. Over your shoulder, then what? Knock on the door?
Mm-hmm. I mean, password, I assume that we had something set up ahead of time. I did ask how we can get in.
Yeah, well, the porch light's on.
Yeah, okay. So maybe we just... Yeah.
So he's home. He's
maybe
home.
We just do a courtesy knock and go in.
The big nighttime sign saying secret headquarters is
open.
It's lit up.
Yeah, but it points to the house next to them, so it's like... That's how
you know secret.
Yeah.
You see Mr. Khan in the room. He is practicing for the secret police governor's ball. He's practicing his dance moves, which is difficult with a limp, but he's quickly embarrassed and
that's why I did a courtesy knock, Graham.
Yeah. He's still thoroughly embarrassed because he's wearing his dance clothes.
Hmm.
But he also has the paintings set up to be copied with some blank canvas.
Okay.
Already pre-prepared.
Yeah, so I do the thing where I sit the painter down in front of the paintings and I just rip the potato sack off his head. And it's like, you have a job to do, my friend.
He says, so what's all this about? Where am I?
And that's none of your concern. What is your concern, though, is... copying those paintings onto those canvases.
Who's this?
You gotta be perfect.
Who's this copper? I spit on him. And he spits on him.
The cop?
That's gonna end badly.
Can I make a dexterity check to, like, grab the spit?
Spit on Khan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes, well. Ew.
So, we've done our part. My feet are killing me. Can we go home?
But you look great.
Thank you. Thank you. I feel great.
You look ridiculous.
You probably wear it more often.
I can't hear. I can't hear negative comments from certain people right now. I feel marvelous.
All right. Yeah. All apparently, right. No problem. This it may have struck you all that seemed a little bit too easy, but nevertheless.
I mean, we did set it up to be easy.
Yeah, certainly.
Sometimes things just go well.
You guys make your way...
No, I'm going to stay with the paintings. Make sure that we weren't followed or anything like that.
I'll take Grant home. I can't let a lady walk home.
I'm going to stay with the paintings as well because I need to make sure that it goes... that they look good because...
No, you're doing it wrong! The smile is
I'm going to get stabbed in the face if they don't look like exact copies.
Yeah, right? So, I mean, we have a lot riding on this, so...
That's fine. It takes some convincing from you and Mr. Khan for the forger to get with the program. He spends the whole time talking about meatloaf.
So, you know, maybe I'm just like, so how important are
the
your hands?
The artist.
Yeah.
Both, maybe.
Yeah. Someone's like, for every hour that you stop and try and, you know, not do what we ask, I will break one of your fingers.
We can always just put you back in jail, old man.
Maybe toes. But he kind of needs fingers to work. So if you break his fingers, that would kind of stop him from working.
Yes, well. Go away, woman.
Fine, I will. Break his fingers for all I care. Men.
Flip your hair over your shoulder.
Let's go, dirigible.
That's not my name.
Because of what you guys have done for him, he is more than willing to do the paint, to paint, but it will take him a long time. It takes him, it will take him at least all night, you realize, as he begins. He takes a lot of time to inspect the paintings mm-hmm. and make some charcoal sketches on the blank canvas.
Mm-hmm. So, Gags, do you want to take turns in doing watch or whatever?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, cool.
Mr. Khan ensures you that he has the situation well in hand, and the secret police headquarters is, for all intents and purposes, a secret.
I understand.
We got a lot riding on this thing, Khan. We want to see it through to the bitter end.
Not the bitter end. It doesn't need to be bitter.
To the end. Ribbit.
Ribbit. And, Grant. You guys go home to the shop?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
When you walk in the door, you realize there's a fixture in the main room, which was not there before. A case, at least 120 bottles of gin.
How's all this gin for?
I did have a lot of potatoes, so.
Yeah, maybe Gourmand meat needed more additives. What's it called? I can't remember. Crap for its cooking, basically.
You feel like having a drink?
Sure.
Yeah, go ahead. Try it out.
No, I don't want to drink. No, sure? I need to get out this bloody dress and get some sleep.
I'm not coming to your room with you.
I was not going to ask.
I was wondering if this is going to be like one of those things where, like, you want to have a drink, a nightcap, and maybe some sex,
maybe some smooth jazz.
Right.
I'm going up to my room, getting this dress off. I'm locking my bloody window. I'm telling you that right now.
Durimbor?
Right. So this case of gin, I'm guessing it's full. The gin bottles are full. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do I recognize the brand? Is there a branding label on them?
It's a brand. Go and make a history check.
Crap, I shouldn't have gone to bed.
19.
Nice. Good job.
This is like, If there was industrial, like, the stuff that you would give to prisoners, like the cheapest of cheap stuff, like industrial grade gin production.
That's what we got.
Right. From the capital, yeah.
Right. So we got the natty ice of gin.
Oh, it's from the capital?
Yeah.
Right. Like,
is there any notes or anything like that on it?
You're not there.
I know, but yeah. I'm living vicariously through my teammate.
Yeah, yeah. So I'll move the bottles around, looking for a letter, an envelope, something. Is it like on top of the button? None there. Pick the case up, look underneath. I'm like, right. I'll just move this to the kitchen. I don't know what the hell that's about. Make sure check our door. It's like no, busted it in. That's not. Lock the door and just make sure it's locked. Put the chain up. Looking through at people. Making sure no one followed Grant home.
Okay. Nobody. Good to me.
And then I'll head off to my room.
Graham is real good at making people paranoid, so just don't fall into his shit. You'll be fine.
Oh, that was more of a joke that someone's wanting to stalk Grant in his dress.
I'm sorry, Mr. Yeah, I'm going home. No, actually, I think I'll stay for no apparent reason.
It's not no apparent reason. We have a reason for staying.
Yeah, Grant made you paranoid.
No, I'm...
Gags and Gourmand, you guys are there watching the forger begin to paint. It takes him all night. And he finishes about a square inch in the corner of one of the paintings.
All night?
Yeah.
Well, that's finished.
I'm going to have to reschedule my meeting, I think.
I mean, he is working the whole time, and he works very meticulously to get the colors correct. Right. Which,
how, if you guys big, ever tried to...
How big are these?
Possible.
Okay, how big are these canvases, just out of curiosity? Like the paintings, the original ones?
About 2x4, like 2 feet by 4 feet.
Okay, first, I was thinking that like Mona Lisa size. I'd be like, fuck, we're here for a while, but okay.
And what's his name again?
Liam Neeson.
Leclerc. I'll say, Mr. Leclerc?
Yes? Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to disturb you. Love the work. It's great. Just curious. I don't want to rush you. But any idea of an ETA? Estimated time of completion? Anything?
Gets the abacus out. Come back, Christmas time.
And what time is it now?
It's Christmas Eve, actually.
It's Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve.
Come back Christmas time.
So how long did he say?
It's autumn,
right.
So like
2 months?
Yeah.
Oh, I need to pull Gorm on the side then. We need to have a talk because this is not going to work.
Well, I mean, all we need to do is bring her out into the open. We don't necessarily need forgeries to do that.
Maybe if we just have rolled up canvases and I say they're the paintings?
Or we don't bring them with us and we say they're in another location and we want to make the trade once we confirm that she has our money.
Just bring her somewhere else?
Well, the trade will happen in the graveyard, as we specified, but we will say that we have the things off-site, pretty easily handled. Which we do, in fact. That is not a lie, because they are, in fact, in a different location.
Okay. I mean, I guess we could try that.
Yeah, I'm eager to put an end to her life.
I was under the impression that LeClaire was a great artist. I say loudly and sarcastically.
He is pixel per pixel recreating a artistic masterpiece.
And
he did it in a night.
I once spent 3 days building a frosting on a cake. So I completely understand why he's taking his time.
All right, well, I'm just trying not to die.
I mean, isn't that your life in general?
Yeah.
However, did we manage to even like notify her that we wanted to have a meeting?
I didn't notify her yet because I didn't know how long the painting was going to take. I didn't know if it was going to be successful.
You can't contact her though, can you? She said she'd contact you.
Yeah, I don't have a way to really get a hold of her.
Okay.
I'm sure she'd hear about the, like, we can put it out that we broke the dude out of prison. She'd be like, ah, good.
Yeah, that might draw her attention.
You know what? That's a good point. Maybe next time she visits you in the night, we capture her then. That's another way of doing it, too.
I mean, you could have done that last time.
Or how about this? How about, so the next time she comes visits, so we're going to assume that she's going to say, hey, I heard you broke our dude out of jail, you know, do you have the counterfeits? And I'll be like, he said it was going to take a couple months.
And then we
sorry.
Just wait. And then we just wait? Okay.
Yeah.
We're sorry.
Because during that time, we can get more shit on Hatch. We can maybe hopefully find some magical items or something because I am useless without any spell slots.
Well, that's the thing. We're reliant on this guy sending a message. So, anyway, Graham, we head back home.
Yeah.
While you're getting ready to go to bed, there's a loud knock on the door.
It's like, oh, damn it. I knew that dress was going to draw attention. So, you know. I
Suitors line up. She'll be ready in 5 hours' time.
Yeah.
It's the sheriff who is out of breath in a dressing gown. And he says, Durimbor, I'm glad you're still alive. I forgot to give you this.
What is this?
Gives you a note where is hastily scrawled, "Do not move the djinn."
Do not move. Oh, I'm like,
The djinn is actually 120 bottles of alchemist fire.
Well, good thing we didn't drink it.
Why does no one label their shit properly?
I don't know.
I mean, you are the catalyst of this, so...
How am I the catalyst of
this? You have a bag of poison where you're just like, random poison number 325.
But it's not my fault that other people don't label shit properly.
No, despite your silence, my overwhelming need for exposition tells me that I should probably explain what the djinn is for.
Yes, please.
As you may have noticed, 30 miles from here has been spotted a blue dragon who has moved into the territory.
Counts.
30 miles from here puts us firmly in the 60-mile standard hunting radius of a, or 30-mile hunting radius of a full-size dragon. This is a precaution. I need to store this here. I had this specially ordered from the capital.
Right. I'll make sure we keep it dry.
Good. Sounds good. All right. I'll come get it later.
Roger that.
As he's leaving, we arrive. We're like, Sheriff.
Sheriff.
Ribbit!
Yes, well. You go inside. It's gin.
Oh, gin. I go to take a bottle.
Hold on there. That's actually supplies for dragon hunting.
Oh, we're hunting a dragon now.
Well, maybe not us, but we'll see.
I would like to kill a dragon. In fact, I would venture that everyone here in this room, aside from yourself, has more experience killing dragons than anyone in this town.
That's probably true, yeah.
I've been inside a dragon!
That's true, he's
been inside. I didn't want to hear about that. You take your hobby, you keep your hobbies to yourself.
Okay!
So, I guess we try and set up an ambush for this woman. I mean, there's no real other thing left for us to do at this point, right?
The ambush place has been chosen. We just need to wait for her to contact us or for the...
Right. She's going to contact me. I'll let her know. I'll set up the...
Remember to keep your window open.
Right.
If you tell me
that... You guys go to bed?
I mean, it's the morning, right?
Well, no, I mean... Gag said he was, Gag, sorry, what do you do? What do you guys do? Never mind.
Well, I'm going to go to bed. I'll leave my window open.
I've already gone to bed, so.
Yeah. Sure. Gag's in the earliest of the morning, just pre-sunrise, the woman visits you in the night.
Okay.
She wakes you up in your bed. Are the forgeries in motion?
Yeah. We got old man LeClaire. We busted him out. You should have seen it. It was amazing. It was death-defying.
The basement? Where is he now?
Oh, well, he said he needed to be alone to pursue his craft. So we gave him that privacy. Not really sure exactly where he's at, but by not exactly sure, I mean we're exactly sure where he's at.
Where is that?
Well, he didn't want to be disturbed.
Yeah, I got that part.
So by me telling you that, I know... You're just going to run over there and disturb him.
Fair enough.
All right, then. He said it was going to be a little while for him to get the fortress. That'll be like 2 days.
2 days?
Yeah.
I like this gag. This is my favorite gag.
It's like 2 days... But, like, so gnomes see days differently? So it's like 2 human weeks.
Uh-huh. So 2 days or 2 weeks?
Yes. 2 days for me, 2 weeks for you.
Max is gonna get stabbed.
Right. Good work.
Ribbit!
Excuse you. Gesundheit.
Thanks.
Good. I will inform my employer of your progress.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. So, in 2 days, weeks, if you could meet us,
and I give her the location of where the meetup is going to be to give her the paintings and all that.
Okay. She gives you a smooch on the forehead.
I pass out.
And then exits out the window. Okay, morning time.
I run downstairs like it's Christmas and let everyone know what I've done.
Okay.
You do realize it's still the Christmas forgery
for 2 more days, weeks, though.
Maybe some, Grant, maybe some celebratory gin?
Sure.
Yeah. Fuck it.
I'll have some of that gin now.
Drink it.
Why is everyone trying to drink the gin? It's not gin.
It's not gin?
No. It's Optimus Fire that the sheriff gave us to hold on to for when he needs to hunt the dragon. That's recently gin.
I haven't heard of that brand of drink.
Well, you were in such a rush to get your heels off that went here when I got the letter.
What's it taste like? Is it some form of vodka?
You know what? It's got such a good burn on it that you might actually die.
It's that strong. Impressive.
Yeah.
I mean, if Doyle's gonna stop me, I'm pouring a drink here, guys.
You should probably stop. You should probably not drink that.
Okay. Well,
as much as you guys try to kill yourselves, please refrain. At least while I'm here, because then I'll feel responsible. I'm looking out for myself here.
Fine. I won't touch it, for whatever reason. Later on, I may try and sneak a drink when they're not looking.
Whatever's next? You guys wait 2 days, or what?
I contact the sheriff to see if we can get on this dragon-killing action.
Yeah, because it's really 2 weeks.
2 days, weeks.
Confused.
It's 2 days for a gnome, but it's 2 weeks for human.
And I also love how the fortress would be done in 2 months. Years. So, like, you know.
Yeah, the fortress said 2 months.
The fortress said 2 months.
So, yeah, I go visit the sheriff. I want to see if I can get on this dragon-killing action.
Yes, half-orc.
Hello.
Can I do for you?
I hear on the grapevine there's a blue menace on the loose. I'd like to enlist ourselves to help put it down.
By grapevine, you mean me?
Yes.
He's sorry, Chief, you don't look like a grapevine.
Where'd you come from?
Don't worry, I'm very, very sneaky, sir.
He just like steps out of the shadows.
Steps into frame.
The camera zooms out and he was there the entire time.
I intend to take care of a dragon. You have experience?
Yes, we've killed a couple of dragons ourselves, actually.
Ah. How was that?
Well, it was made out of poisonous gas. It was actually pretty disgusting. And the other ones were simply... the heads of some sort of weird chimera. We in fact killed at least maybe 40 of them, including its mother, a very large one.
Well, if you want to try that case of gin, is going to help you.
You said it was a blue dragon, correct?
Aye.
Yes, well, I assume Alchemist Fire would indeed help. How long has it been there?
The dragon?
Yes.
Within the week.
Do you know of where it came from?
No. From the north, as far as I can tell. It's really the only direction left.
Graham, did we come from the north?
Even south. This is the northernmost township.
Okay. It's like, well, I feel obligated to inform you that
There is strange going ons recently. Dungeons have been propping up and, you know, inside of it, all manner of beasts. Perhaps it came from one of those.
I don't follow.
We are in the industry of clearing dungeons, you see, and unfortunately, our last escapade has found us fortune, but also we managed to find a lot of deeper dwellers, as it were, dragons included, and other earthly beings.
Speaking of riddles, spit it out.
What I'm saying is there is another plane of existence where people come in that have extreme magics, and it might be connected, especially if a dragon has come out of nowhere.
Oh, too. I see. Well,
you made sense of that? Okay.
I can think of no one better to investigate.
I assume this is going to be on the dime of the guard, then. Adventurers get paid, you see.
Yes, well, the way I see it, the whatever treasure, whatever gold may exist with said dragon, belongs to us. So you will receive a cut of that.
That's not how it works. Unless you plan to send men of employ and adventuring skills along with us, as far as I can see, what is entitled to us is ours for the taking.
Yes, well, you can do it without the alchemist's fire, then, I suppose.
I have no experience with dragons whatsoever. So I'd rather not die if I'm being brought along.
Oh, it's less about items and more about manpower when it comes to killing dragons. So if the only thing we're going to get is grenades, then perhaps...
Well, for the most part, the dragon seems to be keeping to itself, so not sure we have immediate problem.
Oh, dragons
I step out of the shadows.
Dragons tend to...
And I'm like, bloody hell, there's a lot of shadows in this house.
The last dragon that we fought was capable of reproducing asexually.
Yes,
that's, where's the fun in that?
I'm familiar with that.
You are?
I have a question for him, so I would like to be there.
Is anybody else in those shadows over there?
Gax?
I step out of the shadow!
I was gonna say that the camera frame was just too high, and then he's like, Gags was there the whole time.
Yeah, he's standing there.
Like, oh. Ruined my joke. I was gonna wait for everyone to leave, and then I was gonna step out of the shadows and be like, where'd everyone go?
If you had no intention of hiring us, and you're not wanting to supply us with what we you're not wanting to supply us with the remuneration we desire, why did you bring us alchemist fire?
He's simply storing it in our house. He's not bringing us anything.
Why the fuck was he storing it in our house? That stuff's bloody dangerous, isn't it?
Oh,
that's why he wasn't keeping it in his office or the guardhouse.
Right, he gets, he stands up, he sees Gags, which he couldn't see behind the desk. he slams his fist on the ground on the table, and he says, let's not forget who works for who in this relationship, fellas.
I'm not forgetting, Chief.
We don't work for you.
You do.
You do.
You do work.
Wait, I do?
Yeah.
That building belongs to me. That building belongs to my city, and you only exist for the good graces of my staff, my auspice, and my station.
When did we start working for him?
Yeah.
When you guys came to town and set up the
from the very beginning.
I don't remember that. Wait, this is the guy we work for?
Well, yes. As far as I can remember, it was actually a pun.
So as far as I'm concerned, you guys work out of my storehouse. So I'll keep whatever I damn well please in my storehouse.
I'm not arguing that. You can put whatever you want in there. I'm not bothered about that. What I'm saying is, if you want to protect the village ahead of time, you're going to have to pay for it. Much like how you would pay the salaries of a guard that you send to kill the dragon once it actually pisses it, once it actually finds that there's people here to eat.
What? Wait, wasn't he offering us, like, a portion of the treasure?
Yes.
Yeah.
That sounds like a much better deal than getting paid as a guard. Guards get paid shit!
Well, okay, so Grant, I hate to bring this up again, but the general rule of thumb for adventurers is you get paid, and whatever you find on that location is yours to keep, as long as you do your job.
The Iron Wolf didn't really pay us that well.
He paid us a salary. Well,
basically gave us unlimited funds.
He paid us a salary, and he also allowed us to take anything that wasn't magical out of the dungeon, which includes the 11... He's
giving us fire to fight something that...
No.
I don't know, it seems like a good deal to me. And I mean, last time, we only lost one person to a dragon, so, you know...
I honestly think that, you know, it's not a good deal, so.
For the record, what would be?
Well, we would assess the situation, we would scout the dragon, we would report back as to our findings, and then we can talk monetary payments for that. Let's say we go...
Your assessment.
Let's say that we, you know, we scout this dragon out, and your only payment to us is what we find there. Let's say we go through hell and high water killing this dragon, and there is nothing there. That does not benefit us at all. Aside from the fact that we did a good deed, and our names get sung to the high praises of this town and this town alone. It doesn't benefit us at all. Now, what's going to be happening in the future is that this adventuring guild that we've set up is going to get dungeoneering contracts, which means that this town will prosper. However, to do that, we need to be able to have monetary currency to bid on these contracts. You can see the dilemma that I'm in.
I put my finger up and interject.
Yes, you in the back.
I believe traditionally you're supposed to offer your daughter's hand in marriage to kill a dragon.
No. He's not the king of the town.
No?
No. Who is he? He's the sheriff.
Right.
Yes, we offer our daughter's hand in marriage to you, sheriff, if you pay us for the killing of the dragon.
You guys have a daughter?
It's Grant is our daughter.
Oh. Then why were you asking for his daughter's hand?
No, it's the traditional offer. When you ask someone to kill a dragon, you offer your daughter's hand in marriage.
So we will report back to you with our findings as to what this dragon is and what it has.
These southerners are weird.
And I hope to see you following the procedure we've put in place for the Adventurers Guild when it comes to hiring adventurers. Because let's say that we actually do this and we investigate and we find out that it's a very old dragon, very wizened dragon, and it doesn't wish to leave and it wishes to cause trouble. We're probably going to have to hire adventurers from other towns. And to do that, they're going to have to be reimbursed. So there is a procedure to this.
Do your assessment. We will revisit negotiations.
Very well. Let us go find a dragon.
Man, business is hard.
I step back into the shadows.
Me too.
Is it just the shadow that everyone else emits?
Yeah.
It's just one shadow in the room and we're all like bunched in there. Just waiting for him to leave.
I didn't shadow enough.
The shadow of a table leg, I stand in it.
You're getting smaller and smaller every single fucking time. Right?
The shadow of a salt shaker, you get behind that.
Yeah, you guys all leave before he says, Durimber, a word.
Yes, Chief. What can I do for you?
That orc is too sassy.
I'm not happy with what happened here. I need you to, if your group, the group that you've entered in with, let's not forget what's happening here. You're keeping an eye on them, correct?
Of course.
If you go there and you find that this dragon is a dangerous piece of work, and he reports something that's untrue to me, you'll tell me, correct?
Of course, Chief. You got my loyalty first. How many years have I known you?
Well, when did I could count? All right, dismissed. Thank you.
And then I step into the light.
All right.
Cool. So yeah, let's. What type of mountainous pass is this?
What?
Where the dragon is.
Well, it's 30 miles.
So we're gonna need some
horses. We're talking 2 weeks of travel to get there.
Oh, well, that's perfect. When we get back, we can stab a bitch. Okay. Yeah. Great. I'm happy to do that.
So we need, this is going to be an expedition. We need supplies. We need mounts.
Yeah, we need to stock up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you guys are the money, so this is up to you.
I mean, we still have the, oh no, those horses died in there.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, those horses are dead as fuck.
No, one survived, right? I thought one had survived.
Maybe. Graham, what is a normal, like a horse built for speed cost? Like
75 gold.
And do you require any sort of like animal handling skill to like ride at a fast pace?
Not to ride it normally, to ride it at an above average pace for like to get it to do tricks or something, yeah, but normal riding, no.
So if we were to say push our horses and go light, for example, what would the time of travel be?
If you galloped, like if you rode fast and hard, you could probably get there in a third of that time.
I think it's worthwhile doing, right?
5 days.
So would that be, there's four of us, so. If we take the riding horses along with, like, we don't have to buy, like, does the 75 include saddles and shit?
Yeah.
Okay, so if we spend 300 gold pieces, you know, we get, like not tents or anything, but just, like, outdoor sleeping gear and shit like that.
Can we have a tent?
Because it's heavy.
What if it rains?
Well, then we sleep in the rain. Like, the idea horses, being that
they can carry it for us.
What?
We have horses.
Yeah, but we want to be fast if we want to make it back to, like, do this ambush on this lady.
Yeah. We need to get out there as quickly as possible.
Yeah. Wait, is it 2 weeks out there or 2 weeks out there and 2 weeks?
So, on horseback at a gallop, 5 days there, 5 days back.
Yeah.
Would we be significantly weighed down by tents? I would not like to sleep in the rain.
No?
Okay, let's take tents.
All right, then. So yeah, travel light. I'm not gonna take any of my weapons because I can, you know, Eldritch, whatever.
Is that like an instantaneous thing from anywhere in the world?
Anywhere in the world.
Crazy.
I know. And I can do it with two weapons as well, so.
Bloody orcs.
Well, bloody fighters, more likely.
Yeah, as far as I know, it's an orc thing.
Every single orc has like magic weapons that appear out of nowhere. God, that would be the scariest thing in the world.
I mean, orcs have already tied me up and beaten me. I'm not brilliantly fuck it.
Yes, I as well need to take a quick break.
All right, well, we can do that now. Guys, we'll be back in 4 minutes time. Those who let the ads roll, armor bays. You know who you are.
Disposed.
Just like that.
on your relatively self-imposed expedition to investigate the dragon who suddenly appeared on the outskirts of its hunting area.
Rule number one of good business: you make your own business.
You're not wrong. I need each of you to roll 8d10. These are going to be random encounter checks for all the hours that you spend on the way.
Each of us?
Yeah, and I will do it too, so that's 5 days. So ones are random encounters.
Holy shit, boys.
Yeah, well, I didn't roll any.
We've got five so far.
That was not my fault.
Six random encounters.
I didn't know ones were random encounters when I rolled that.
Yeah, we've got
sweet
six
Jesus.
So during the first day, you ride hard. You're riding along the game trails, and you've got horses outfitted for... actually, what do you take with you? That's a good conversation.
I just take my armor and, food.
Yeah, food, supplies, adventurer's pack.
Maybe I take, notes and ink and stuff, quills and stuff, so I could just take notes and draw, maybe, whatever this thing is. So, other than that,
you should probably bring a telescope.
A telescope? Yeah, that's the other one. Yep, telescope.
You're going to have to buy it because it's too expensive for me.
How much is it?
So you guys have never really been...
1,000.
You guys have never been this far away from the city, away from the capital. And so you don't really know what's out here. It's kind of a mystery. And one of the things that you notice on the very first day you're out, you ride by what appears to be a stone column that has fallen into the road, covered in moss, pointing towards civilization, but still.
Okay. Hmm.
Was it some kind of road sign?
I don't know. It looks, if you want to make a history check or investigation, something like that, it appears to be, it's clearly worked stone. Like, it's clearly something somebody has built.
Mm-hmm.
Really human.
Does it look like a barrier check that someone made to stop someone on a road, for example?
Well, it could be.
How's an 18 do for you?
18 gags, you look around, is this investigation or history? History.
History. Yeah.
So, as far as you know, long time ago, out here in the northern reaches of civilization, this is where your dwarven kingdoms were.
Hmm.
Were in past tense for a reason. That was because the dwarven kingdoms that existed out here in the northern reaches were eventually consumed by the Underdark.
Hmm.
And so you kind of do some looking around, and you see some more stone columns and some stone bits and rubble and stuff. Seems to just be left around.
Nothing of importance, though.
Well, if you want to make an investigation, I mean, I'm not going to stop you.
I think we got pressed for time.
Yeah, we need to keep moving.
You know what? Jot it down on the map.
Okay.
Ruins. Boom.
Got it.
Good.
All right.
As we're riding along, it's like, no, just something just about dwarves. I really like. They're probably just like really good people, just in general. If I ever had a dwarf companion, I would cherish him and protect him with my life.
I just
want to let him die. If I had a life debt to him, I would really, really try to protect him.
They don't look up. That's all I say, and we keep riding.
They use up all the shampoo. yes. Okay. You break for camp. Second day. You continue to ride hard. You're out here in the reaches of wilderness. It's mountain and ravines and trees and beautiful pastoral scenes of valleys and trees and sunrises and sunsets and rainbows and everything like that. What's this? Who's in front?
Not Gag.
I have the feeling the most enthusiastic person would be pushing his horse a bit harder, which would
it's definitely Gormung.
Gormung.
Okay, yeah, it's Gormung, yeah.
Gormung, what's your passive perception?
17.
17. you are riding along. You guys are all riding. You're focusing on riding, but you are, you know, keeping an eye out for trouble, ambushes. You know, you're aware of road life. It's hard.
Yeah.
Keeping an eye on things. You spy in the distance, Gormung, like over the next rise and down the ravine, what appears to be a tent, a camp, several tents that are not only tents, but camouflage tents.
Okay. I halt everyone up and then I'm just like,
what do you look, I see?
Well, I see some tents over there. Perhaps we should, wait till nightfall and maybe walk our horses around them. I don't know.
Is there much activity?
Well, I can't see from this far. I can only see the tents. We have a thing that we need to do, so it's probably not best to investigate, but well, I don't know.
What if they're not the friendliest? We don't want them on our backs.
Well, that's why I suggest we wait till nightfall and, you know, walk our horses around them so that they don't know that we're here.
That seems like a good idea to me.
I'm down.
Well, how much time are we going to lose waiting for nightfall?
Graham?
You're only about an hour from sundown.
There we go. About an hour. Plus, we'll make it up when we get some distance during the night as well. So, because it's not like we get around them and we set up camp. We're like, yep, here we are.
we're gonna set up you here.
Done.
Yeah.
I mean, you guys are the ones who need more sleep than I do.
Yeah, that's a little creepy that you watch us during the night like that.
Well, it's better I watch you than someone else.
What are you saying?
I'm saying I'm trying to make sure you don't get stabbed in your sleep. Yes. Tons. Thousands of them watching you right now. You see via their eyes?
So what would we need to give this camp a wide berth but also, like, navigate at night?
Well, to navigate at night, you're going to need some kind of, Grant would need some kind of light, but you guys can all see. You want to talk distance or what?
Yeah, like, for example, if we just watch from a distance for a while, do we get an
idea? Well, you're kind of above a rise. You're about 10 feet, 20 feet above where the camp is.
Okay, so we can just sort of, like, on the other side of the rise, just go around them.
Yeah.
Okay, we might not even have to stop for night. We just sort of navigate around them then.
You're guiding us. We'll go where you go.
All right. So you're not observing?
No, I'm not observing.
Alright. Fair enough. You continue on. Great.
Mark it down on the map.
No. Gormung, mark down the map. Gormung, if you're in charge, I need you to make a survival roll.
Okay.
It's to avoid being lost.
17.
Okay, you are fine. Great. Rain comes the next day.
Okay.
And you realize that if the rain continues like this, you're going to start losing time to mud.
Yeah.
Okay. Not much you can do about it, especially not while you're out here, but it is the way it is. Through the rain, you come to the game trail you're following eventually ends. And it ends so because there's a ravine in your basically goes off into a ravine and you have it's about 10 feet across.
How deep?
In a valley that kind of goes down. How deep?
Yeah.
30, 40 feet.
Okay. Is there any sort of man-made, like, bridges? Okay. How far across did you say it was?
10 feet.
Sorry, I'm just going to have to work that out in meters. Give me a second here.
Oh.
like 3 meters.
That's it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I mean...
Is that right?
Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah, 3 meters. Yeah. A horse can't jump that, so that's too far. Perhaps we can knock down a tree or something like that. And make a... and walk the horses across.
I don't think I'm going to be able to get my horse to try to cross the tree.
Well, you cover its eyes, it can do whatever you want.
Does that work for people?
Yeah.
I have to remember that. Why not just we see how far it takes us to go around it?
How much time do you want to lose?
I'm in no rush.
Fair. If we look down the ravine, Graham, can we get an idea of like how far down we would need to travel? It is raining, well, so maybe not. But
yeah, you've been kind of keeping an eye on the lower rise, and you realize that where that campground was. If you had followed that instead, if you had got down there and followed that instead, you would have kind of gone around this bluff, or this this ravine rather.
Mm-hmm.
You could climb down. You may be able to. You'd have to go back about an hour and then go down and then come back around.
Well, there's no way around it, I suppose. We do that.
Backtrack.
Mm-hmm.
Backy tracky.
Not back all to right. the camp, right? Wait, this is just
full of no. Down.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So you managed to get around this ravine. That's fine. You eventually come across. I'm just this is a montage of roadside perils. Traveling, riding through the rain. Rain stops. There is a up ahead, Gormung. You spy brightly colored wildflowers across the trail.
I actually stop at this.
Beautiful. Yeah.
What the flowers?
Now I have a book. I have a book of like nature, right? That we got from that last dungeon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You want to make the nature roll with advantage.
Cool.
19. So you kind of poke through your book, you kind of flip through till you find a picture that looks similar.
Yeah.
So you're under the impression, based on your book and based on your knowledge of flowers, that if you were to take the seed pods and dry them, crush them into a kind of powder,
mm-hmm.
You would have a very powerful aphrodisiac.
Interesting. I harvest some of these as best I can.
None.
Great. I will put the seeds of the seed in my book here.
What is it? Some kind of medicine?
You found? Medicine of the loins. Yes.
Oh. So when you get that burning feeling, just rub that on there and.
No. It's to help with erections.
Building stuff?
Basically, you sell it in like a stew or a tea for old men, and they get erections.
Why would we want the old men to get erections?
So they can fuck.
The world's a weird place, Dirigible.
Why do you keep calling me Dirigible?
Is that not your name?
My name is Dirimbor. You add more syllables than it's actually in there.
I don't hear the difference, to be fair.
Well,
I don't like you.
Let's keep going.
I haven't picked up on that.
Don't worry, no one really likes him, so.
I don't know how you stay the same. You have this one with you, and then you have that one. I swear he's turning to a frog. Look how green he is.
Oh, I'm good!
It's like his eyes are like bulging out of his head or something.
He's fine.
So for the better part of the entire next day passes without incident. The day after that, your horse, Gormung, slips in something like it's icy.
Is the horse okay?
Well, you look down and you notice that there's some sort of bizarre, something you're familiar with, some kind of slime in the road.
Oh, Lordy. Flambeau.
It looks like a trail of mucus has turned out of the trees and is now moving up the road.
It's like a giant slime just moving across the forest.
Well, it's like moving up the road like it's a trail, like it's a 10-foot-wide trail of slime.
Stay clear of this. This is a dungeon creature known as a slime.
The slime?
Yes, it will encapsulate you and drown you.
It sucks.
It sucks.
Grant loves them!
You love that they suck?
Shut up, Froggy.
I mean, I have some natural aphrodisiac in my pouch if you'd like to spend a bit of time here, Grant.
I don't think making the slime erect is going to help us at all here, Gormon.
Well, I'm talking about you, and anyway, it doesn't matter. Let's keep... am I able to free my horse from this?
Yeah. No, it's not like... It's not sizzling. It's not absorbing it or anything. It's just... it's just slippery. So you're certainly able to get free of it. You continue on the road, and you see up ahead something... The thing which is emitting this slime. You see a 10-foot-tall... green slugs behind as it's making its way through the trees, leaving a trail of mucus behind.
Why is everything around here giant?
That is interesting.
What the hell is that thing?
I wish I brought my overpriced bag of salt that I have. That is a slug, good sir.
Slug?
Yeah.
Always that big?
If we were able to capture it and kill it, I could cook it for you, but...
Why don't we just kill it and then you cook it for us?
I mean, that would be a waste of time. It would probably still be here on the way back.
They're very slow!
Oh, I thought maybe it made its hunting grounds here. It's not going to try to eat us, is it?
No.
It may try.
I don't want to be eaten. I'm just making that point clear right now.
It's moving at the rate of about 5 feet. Like in D&D terms.
Right.
It is awfully slow.
Yes. Let us continue. We have a dragon that awaits us.
You guys hear something overhead.
What the hell is that?
Yeah?
T-Rex.
It's Pike. What up, Pike? Good to see you.
Pike.
Again.
Oh my god.
Oh, it's gonna be Jeff.
Yeah, a blue dragon. As described to you, on the prowl. Just go. It roars, takes flight. You can see its lair. You can see the cave where it's lairing at. High up the mountain, there's going to be some mountain climbing going on. It takes flight and swoops down among the tree line and doesn't. You're clearly too small to see, but it's relatively large.
Picks up the slime and is like, meh.
Oh, dinner.
It kind of strafes the tree, the canopy.
Ooh. You want to kill that thing?
We tend to try diplomacy first.
So I turn back to Drimbor and I'm just like, what would you prefer, a legion of men or a cast of alchemist fire?
They're not all going to be like Grant, right?
There's no one like me. Bitch.
That makes me feel really good, actually.
That's what I'm saying.
It seems big to you guys on the ground, but I would say that that dragon is in fact smaller than the one you fought before.
Oh.
Oh, no problem. Just send in the gnome.
Yeah, I like the idea that, like, you know, Jirimbo's just like, what the fuck? And we're just like, that's actually not that big.
I've seen bigger. Although, of course, size isn't everything, is it, little buddy?
I mean, the last
one... It's all how the dragon uses it!
The last one we actually killed was bigger than that one, so...
Was it flying around like that?
No, it was just making a million slimes a second.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's good, it's fun times.
Like that thing does? Make a slime like that?
No, like that's a 10x10 cube of it that actually wibbles and wobbles
ate
and
me.
Has a mind of its ate own.
You. Yeah, it was a dick.
It was a dick that ate you.
No, it was an ass.
Was it acid ate you?
It was
a dick ass slime.
It was a bastard that ate me.
A bastard stick ass slime ate you.
Yes.
Understood. Remind me not to
Don't stand next to him when we start fighting.
Yeah, and not eat anything that you prepare.
Why do you guys say that to everyone we meet?
It's kind of like how it's a community service. We're obligated to tell people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't aware of that law.
Okay, I mean, well, you're not aware of it, but we're actually here to help you. We're your handlers.
Doesn't feel like that.
This is all in your head. It's actually make-believe, and we're just the two security guards that stand watch outside of your padded cell.
Oh, my.
A lot of sense.
Shutter Island!
You're his conscience.
I'm his conscience? I am doing a terrible job.
That's why he's in a padded cell to begin with.
This is what you're
saying. I'm sorry.
Can we see where the dragon lives? Actually, like,
yeah, we can. It's up in the mountain. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Hope you guys brought a coat.
While you guys are looking, somebody else comes out of the dragon's lair.
The hell is that?
Like a human?
You look at it. Let me make perception checks.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Why you gotta be a human, Half-Orc?
Ha-ha!
Oh, you beat me.
Oh yeah, that's Gormung and Durimbor, you can tell from here the features are, though it has two arms and two legs, its head and its skin tone and the way it stands is certainly alien. It almost strikes you almost like those, do you remember those Githyanki dudes who came out of the nether plane?
Hey, remember how I explained this to this dragon just like an hour ago? Okay.
They're not them. They are... if you guys want to know what they are, they look decidedly alien. They don't have any features that you recognize. They have no ears. There's two of them. They have these elongated green heads that are very large and huge bulbous red eyes. I need, like, arcana checks or...
And these are the same things that tried to get me to go with them? No? Okay.
His history?
I can do arcana.
Nature? No, not even nature. No, inside? Just arcana.
26?
Hey, you fucking crushed it.
These gags, you know, these are... Based on their description, which they relay to you, those are two forms of Yugoloths.
Okay.
Which are extraplanar aberrations. They are extraplanar things, but they are they look for our sake, they look alien. If I can, if you can see this.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's weird looking.
Elongated green heads, semi-translucent, slimy green skin, kind of like Gags. And they just kind of watch the dragon, and then they kind of return back to where they were.
The hell,
so they're just chilling with the dragon?
So it appears.
I sort of like, maybe I just turn to the group and is like, well, I'm pretty intrigued. I say we actually go up and see if we can converse with these things.
You want to talk to the weird green things that were with the dragon and his lair?
Sure.
You get used to this.
Oh, okay.
Diplomacy first!
I assume so. We're out of my jurisdiction.
The last dragon also talked, so they are intelligent. They can hold a conversation. Yes.
Yeah.
What does it say?
In fact, he might actually be a very great ally if I've heard tales of dragons. Graham, is there like a folklore role or something I can make? Or maybe something like that? Like just whatever I've heard about different colored dragons being friendly or something?
That's common knowledge. You would know that from the stories.
Okay, yeah. And what do I know about blue in specifically?
They shoot lightning bolts.
Okay. What about their personalities? Anyone tried to talk to them and lived?
territorial,
yeah,
decidedly evil and cruel, but follow in the grand scheme of dragon politics, I guess you would consider them lawful in a certain case, but as far as humans are concerned, they never would see that.
Okay, maybe we don't talk to it then. I retract my statement.
So, I mean, what I mean by that is theoretically you could logic with it if you wanted to, but...
Yeah, yeah. So, you know...
What about those green things? Do they want to talk? Have you ever seen one before?
You can... only Gax has only vaguely heard of these, and he would know.
Gax, you want to talk to this thing?
I mean, I could always give it a shot. Wouldn't be the first thing that I've talked to like this.
You're green like them. You already started off on the red foot.
Yeah.
Good point.
I mean, I'm green too.
Yeah, but you look normal-ish. Not like some other people.
Thank you.
I'll talk to anyone. I love everybody.
You want to go there by yourself? We'll wait here with the snail.
I'll go with you, Gags. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, meanwhile, the slug has moved out.
He's getting closer to you. He's like, no, get away.
he looks like a nearly wide U-turn.
So if you want, actually, that's not a bad idea. Maybe we can set up a little base down here, like a fob. And
we can use the slug to tell time.
And maybe myself and Gags go up there if the other two aren't brave enough.
Well, I'm as conscious, right? I have to keep track of them.
I'm always brave enough. I just don't see the need. Well, is there some kind of deception roll I can roll for that?
I've been with you way too long for you to fucking even attempt that, sir.
I thought we were just sending you two up there because you're both green. Do you have that green dye? I'll paint myself green.
Would you like to come? It would be exciting. I know you want some of that in your life.
Yeah. I feel like I can add a lot to the diplomatic proceedings if I come along.
Actually, I'd prefer it if you stayed.
And that's how you get out of that.
Remember when we were investigating the murders and you straight up blamed the victim?
They weren't the victims, they were perpetrators.
Yes.
I'm sorry, what was your point?
You know what? Touché. That was a good counter argument.
Thank you.
I mean, your very blatant disregard of diplomacy and, you know, common sense actually turned out great that time.
I was very diplomatic.
I start climbing the mountain.
where are you going? he does this a lot.
I'm already halfway up the mountain.
You don't have to do that. There is a winding, narrow, though still perilous trail that winds its way up.
Okay, perfect.
yeah, we're headed up that way.
Okay,
have fun.
I think we'll
leave. Are you going to stay here with the horses?
Yeah. Well, I mean, last time we left the horses, they got eaten. So
yeah, so and it's a long journey back. I know you guys are in a rush.
You go with them; it's fine. You sure? I'll look after the horses. Yeah.
Okay. Don't if you see danger, run away. Yeah. Run with the horses, then come back. Make sure you come back.
Come back
after the danger's gone.
Oh, after I'll come back if the danger goes. If you guys die, I'm off.
That's fine. That's fair.
Thank you. I like you, dirigible.
If you see the chief, tell him I said hello.
It's also worth pointing out
your chief annoys me.
It's also worth pointing out I've put all of our money under arcane lock and key.
You've already buggered off. I can't hear you. And you can't hear me, dickhead. Trying to get your snark.
Just in case you're talking about running away. You can't get any of the money. Just letting you know.
Grant, you're watching them climb the mountain. They turn into little specks as they go around. Eventually the dragon comes back, which you all recognize.
He lands right next to Grant as he's looking over there. And the dragon looks over his shoulder. He's like, what are you looking at?
It just like walks behind me. I'm like,
it's like, what are you looking at, human? And he's like, oh, my friends are going to go loot a dragon
They're gonna fuck up some gay dragot.
Clever girl.
The snail comes up behind us like, what are you looking at?
Yeah, I would like to make sure that I keep the horses away from the snail.
He's just like every 10 minutes he just moves like 5 feet.
Yeah. The slug is now making its way back the way you came as it passes you, it looks at you.
It's like, it slowly looks up in the air. It's like, oh shit, a dragon.
Is it anything where it makes eye contact with you no matter how far it goes?
Lonely, I'm but surely, watching it, you, bitch.
It kind of waves its eye stalk at you as it goes by.
You're just like, you're at the parade, you're just like waving at it.
I come in peace.
I got it.
Climbing the dragon, there seems to be some sort of commotion up ahead, up above.
The hell is that noise? Well, not the dragon, obviously. The other one.
Okay.
So it's gone as soon as it began. It's almost like nothing's going on up there. It's all quiet. And then it feels like the entire mountain shakes. I need you all to make dexterity saving throws.
As we die.
All of us?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No. Woo!
Gags, you're fine.
Gags, you forcibly pull me with you.
This time he got bigger.
Maybe if you saved him on his constitution throws.
Yeah.
Right, so during that time, I need you, so Gormung and Durimbor, you guys both fall in a hole as a sort of crack opens up in the ground during this earthquake. let's see.
You at that guys point, both Gags, you might as well jump down with us, you know. Anyway.
Durimbor, you take 9 bludgeoning damage.
Mm.
Gormung, you take 4.
Yes.
speaking of damage, have I healed up from when I fell in the suit of armor?
Yeah.
Sweet.
No, I mean, but your emotional scars will never heal.
I'm not really affected by emotional scars. I'm God.
He's dead to the pain.
God, I will.
Until he tries to sleep, then his brain remembers everything.
He can't sleep. He's a
I mean, once you've lived through shitting yourself a couple of times, let me tell you, you know, not much can affect you.
Just like killing a man, it gets easier.
You guys recognize that it's beginning, the closer you're beginning to the dragon, it's getting cloudier and cloudier and cloudier.
Oh, so we managed to get out of the hole? Okay, that's cool. Yeah.
Well, eventually.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. The hole's not particularly deep, it's just kind of surprising.
Yeah.
The hole's like, gotcha. Like, damn it.
It's sneaky hole.
You eventually make your way up to the sort of landing platform, which the dragon will use to survey the area.
Sure.
Seems quiet in there.
Right. Okay. So, who's first?
I'll go first.
I'll go!
Right. So, you both said he can't die, right?
It's true, actually. Gags can't die. Gags, yeah, would you like to go?
Yeah, sure.
Do you want me to hold your clothing?
No, I'll hang on to it. In the form of wearing it on my body.
I mean, last time you talked to a dragon, you were naked, so I don't know if you wanted to repeat that.
Yeah. I wasn't naked.
You were naked?
He was naked, yeah.
No.
Does he get naked often?
Yeah, only when he talks to dragons.
Oh.
And when he's fitting through small crevices.
So, I'm gonna, Graham, I'm gonna try to, stealth, you know, across the platform. To kind of like see if I can see into the opening.
All right, stealth.
Yes.
Okay. You assume you
see. You.
Perception?
Huh?
Perception?
You want me to do a perception check?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Good old Gags.
My God.
Only when it counts.
Oh.
Grimbor and Gormung, you guys watch Gags go by as
Dragon just goes, picks him up and just...
No, but one of those green dudes. So Gags is over there sneaking along the platform as he walks past. From about here, one of the green dudes walks out onto the platform and starts taking a leak and like looks at Gags.
I'm like,
"Hail and well met, traveler.
Nice penis."
But you gotta go. You gotta go.
Gags, I need you to make a wisdom saving throw.
Holy crap, that's actually really big.
Oh, no. Oh, boy.
It's like a baby so holding an apple.
13.
It's going to break my mind.
So you are stunned. You guys see Gags just stop.
Is he staring at his penis?
Oh, my God.
You are stuck in the creature's hypnotic gaze.
Okay.
But I like to think of it more that you are gazing, doing the gazing.
Right.
You just like,
you see dotted lines come from my eyes to his crotch.
I mean, you have to, it's an extra effort for you to look up. Right. This was your resting bitch face. Just happens to be like
he's directly staring at that thing's penis.
Gags, you hear a voice in your head,
mm-hmm.
telepathically. That says,
"Show me yours."
That says, "You intrude on that which you don't understand, and you will die for it."
Oh,
without question.
I telepathically say back in my telepathy voice, "If I didn't understand it, then why should I be put at fault?"
Savant trapped in his own mind.
How's it going, ladies?
A 10-foot-tall dragon snout just kind of snakes its way out of the opening cave opening.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. Surprise, you should be stopping that penis.
You came to the wrong neighborhood.
You're really sure you can't die, right?
Pretty sure you can't die.
I think he might die anyways.
It appears that the green dudes are talking to the dragon, albeit telepathically, but you guys can't hear them. It's like one-on-one kind of. So you guys are all seeing this, and it's like mine. Nothing's happening. Like, you got to hear anything.
Has the guy finished peeing yet?
Yeah.
Am I? Can I hear them talking telepathically, or did he like close me out of the conversation?
He kicked you out of the call.
You're still stunned as well. The green dudes shrug, and I want you to make one more wisdom saving throw.
Okay. Do it, bro. Do it.
Make
all
it.
Important. I've only got plus all one important. On this.
Make it.
18.
Come on, pay the man.
You break free of the hypnosis just in time to roll initiative.
Hooray!
Everybody.
Do I roll initiative?
Sure, you can kind of see what's going on.
It's like, oh. Wait, with the snail. Oh, bring the slug. Can the slug roll initiative? I want the slug to get there.
Grant heroically mounts the slug.
Is that possible? Because I would love to do that. What's happened?
You're riding into battle. That's in my menu. You're
pointing heroically into battle.
Get me closer, I want to hit them with my sword.
Is your slug?
I like the idea that we come back to the sheriff and he's like, "So, tell me about the dragon." It's like, we kind of killed it.
Well, we'll see.
You can despite your ability to break free of the hypnosis, the dragon guy who was peeing, who's closest to you.
Right.
Well, 300 style, this is Sparta, attempt to kick you off the ledge.
Okay.
So this is going to be a push. I need you to make a, you can make an opposed athletics or acrobatics check, whichever is better for you.
Okay.
In this case, you have to beat a 23.
Bike axe!
Literally on, impossible. Yes.
Every time.
No, you can roll a 20.
So you guys see Gags pushed about 5 feet off the ledge, which he's near.
Oh, shit.
And then, this is Dragon's turn.
Well, I'm in, like, full cover now, right? I'm off the ledge. He can't see me.
Full cover.
You are just like, you're still in a standing position, just 10 feet over nothing.
holding up a sign being like,
uh-oh. Yeah.
Uh-oh. Yeah. All right. First of all, Durimbor and Gormung, I need you to make wisdom saving throws.
All
right. For the dragon's frightful presence.
Do I get an advantage because I've fought a dragon before?
No.
Well, fuck you. I don't need it.
I rolled a 4, so.
Ouch.
Durimbor, you are frightened of the dragon. You cannot move closer to it.
That's not a problem.
Yeah, I'm just kind of like, so yeah, last time we fought a dragon, my teammates couldn't get any closer. Okay, got
it. That's fucking great, man. I'm really happy for you.
He's like, Mala's back.
Hey, I'm just going to...
I'm doing the XCOM panic. I'm just down like this. I'm like, oh, that's really great, man. I'm happy for you.
You're just like, fuck this shit.
What do you do?
So I can, I mean, I guess I hear shouting or something.
You can see Gags thrown from the cliff.
It's the only thing that size you would see thrown.
Like, it kind of looks like a rock.
Yeah, a little pebble.
I think it's going well.
All right, everyone take a second shot. That was the second Flintstone reference for tonight. So.
I'm going to be like, fuck. And then just shoulder my bow and like start pegging it up there.
Okay. The rim board.
I don't know what the rim board would do. In this situation, he wanted probably, excitement.
Probably
but not...
break another bow.
Yeah, I wanted excitement, but not a dragon. I'm gonna shoot the. I want to shoot the guy who kicked Gags.
Okay. Sure.
Yeah, you just like. I'm just like
13.
Listen, there was no greater excitement than fighting a dragon, so you kind of go from dragon to dragon after this.
I'm gonna stay right here.
I'll tell you this: 13 is much too low.
Okay.
Much too low. Oh,
that's better than a 1.
Gormung. Durimbor, anything else?
No, that's all I got.
Alright, so give me the layout of the land.
I'm also useless without spell slots.
Can I...
Oh, sorry, I actually have an extra attack.
Oh, yeah, go for it.
Never mind.
Break the bow!
God, I gotta get a better quality bow.
Gormung.
All right, so give me, so lay out of the land. We got a dude, a green dude on the left.
Two green dudes. Dragon head, cliff, edge, Gags.
Can I set Gags somehow?
Spear him.
Somehow, it's up to you.
Throw a spear through his heart, killing him instantly.
Saved you from the fall. No, okay. So here's what I do.
This way.
So the dragon is just a neck and a head, yeah?
Pretty much, yeah.
So at this point, it can only do like one type of attack on us.
Pretty much.
Okay. Now, if can I get to the dragon head?
Yeah.
I do the following actions, Graham. I bonus action. Great axe of sharpening. And then I turn to Drimmore, and I'm just like. I go from one high to the next, and I just run into the dragon head. And here's, I try to position myself behind, like, around the side of the dragon head where the green dudes are opposite, so that there's a dragon head between me and the green dudes. Yeah.
Yeah, I get you.
And then I take my first of two attacks. 13 is probably not enough. Well, actually, maybe it might be.
Miss.
Okay.
Just too much armor. Too 21. Much scale. That hits.
for 20 damage.
Okay.
Ding. Nice.
And I'm like, hello.
Okay.
I didn't expect to fight this thing, so you know, that's fun.
At the end of your turn, the dragon's going to take one. It's going to take really two legendary actions, which Sweet. Take place at the end of another creature's turn.
I'm down.
It's going to beat its wings in an attempt to push everybody on the ledge away from it.
Okay.
Okay.
Sure.
So I need. So the two green guys and Gormung are going to take dexterity saving throws.
Okay.
Both green guys fly off.
16.
You also fly off.
Oh, lovely.
You are blown from the cliff.
What was the DC on that? Like an 18 or something like that?
20.
Right. It is a legendary action.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did hit its head.
Yes.
Yeah, you fall 20 feet.
Okay.
Which is like forever for you, because you're like a plastic bag in the wind.
I'm still falling tomorrow.
That's like 2 weeks in Gnomish.
Yeah.
both green guys will use their innate ability to teleport back to the ledge.
Oh, and then I do the same actually.
Yeah. The dragon will laugh triumphantly during its turn. Grant, what do you do?
Am I in range to take a shot with anyone?
Fuck no, dude. You're down the bottom of a mountain.
You could shoot the slug.
You get 30 feet a turn. You get 60 feet a turn.
What is the likelihood of me angering the slug? It turns out to be very, very fast when angered, and then I can jump on it and ride it.
Make a nature roll.
Natural 20. Yes, you can do that.
15.
Probably max speed 11, 12.
It's pushing it.
You know, gigamocks per hour.
Okay, I'm gonna keep running and I'm gonna shout Gags.
Gags and Gormung are coming up fast. Okay, Durimbor.
Yeah, seeing as they just been blown off the mountain, and those guys are back.
Mech. Hashtag dragon.
I regret nothing.
I'm gonna back down the way we came. Like, right, you guys have fun, and I'm just gonna, since I can't get closer to the dragon, I'm gonna go the exact opposite way. I'm gonna sprint down the path we took away.
All right, good. Gormung.
Sure. Can I make an athletics check to see if I can brace myself?
Yeah, impact. I suppose. Or you can try to like aim for a tree.
Yeah, or like, you know, roll when I hit the ground or something like that, or find a really soft rock.
You can do
land on a particularly slow snail, you know, that sort of thing.
Make an intelligence saving throw.
If there's a large stack of potatoes?
Hey, how about a fucking twin? Damn.
So you know exactly the most advantageous place to land, and you kind of like do some air swimming your way over there best you can. Yeah. Gags.
I've fallen enough in my time.
I'm going to attempt the same type of motion, right. But I'm wondering, can I use dexterity to sort of like skip my way down? Like, I'm falling, right? But like, I'm very dexterous, so I'm kind of like skipping my way down the, you know how you're like, you know what I'm talking about? Like, I'm a fucking gnome.
Like, every three tumbles, you run.
Yeah, I'm like, poo! Yeah, I'm like, trying to run.
Yeah, I don't mean that's specifically a monk thing, which you are not. So I'm going to say no, unless your roll is really good.
He does have that potion of respect that he could chug right now and become a monk.
Okay, so how about just, I guess just... Just do the same dexterity saving throw.
I've got it.
To not splatter like a pancake on the side of a mountain.
How about instead, if shoot out your frog tongue, use it as a rope to grab onto a tree.
I haven't grown one of those yet.
I mean, you can.
About 17.
Yeah, man. I'll save it for one.
You're not running down the mountain, but you do manage to. You slow yourself somewhat.
Okay.
You get a major scrapes in your fingers and feet and shred your shoes and all that, but you do manage to slow yourself a little bit.
You regret wearing fingerless gloves.
The green guys will look down to make sure that they're that you're dying, which you are. Good. Dragon's not doing anything. Grant. Hey, look, who's that? There's Durimbor.
Hey, Grant.
Hey!
Hey, do you know how big dragons are?
Oh, yeah.
We should go save them.
The dragons?
No! The other two.
Don't be so confusing in times of panic!
Who's panicking? I'm not panicking. You're panicking.
I'm not panicking. Who do I save?
Yourself! You hear out in the distance.
Good idea. Fuck it. I will. Okay. Hypothetically.
Yeah.
If I was to cancel the motion of the Gags' ocean. Falling body with an arrow.
Thunk.
No.
Or maybe I have anesthesia in one of my poisons.
I love that your answer to everything is like, I want to knock the guy out. Can I shoot him with an arrow to knock him out? Non-lethally.
I did that.
I want to break Gags' fall. Can I do that by shooting an arrow at him?
Can I shoot enough arrows
into him?
And then he becomes like, he would just become a ball. A safety ball.
There is not much that arrows can't fix.
Here's the thing. Physically speaking, no. His vertical acceleration would never change, no matter how much.
Shoot
no matter how
an
much
lateral arrow force you, with a rope attached to it.
If you were able to shoot arrows and hit him upward, you could slow him down, but he would then have that. He would just have that additional height to fall again. So physically speaking, there's no way to do this, but this is Dungeons and Dragons. So if you can hit him three times in three rounds before he hits the ground, I will reduce the damage, but you will take the damage he gets from being hit.
You won't take fall damage, Gags. You'll just take piercing damage.
I mean, if you take full damage, you're probably gonna die, right?
I'm slowing my own ascent by myself.
Here's what's going to happen with me. I'll hit the ground and I'll get back up. I'll be like, oh, fuck. And then I just get on the horse. Like, I'm good, man. You don't need to worry about me. And I doubt.
Do we have one of those clown trampoline things? Just pull it out of your pocket.
Do you want to take your chances with the fool or with me?
I honestly don't think you can hit him in the ass three times in a row.
This is all in Gags' will, so you're basically...
In the event that I get blown off a mountain by a blue dragon, you're allowed to, A, shoot me in the ass three times to slow my descent. That's a very specific will.
Only if it's blue. If it's a red dragon, don't do it.
Of course, a bard would make a will that's 7,000 pages long. This is like...
So I turn around to Durimbor and I'm like... I'm not allowed to shoot him. It's in our contract.
Oh.
I'm going to go get the horses.
Okay.
I'm not allowed to shoot him. It's in our contract.
Legitimately, when we drew up our party contract together, mine had a list of people I'm not allowed to shoot.
Yeah, yours had an extra clause in case of friendly fire. And we're just like...
No, it's like, in case of emergency, you're still not allowed to shoot. Gorman Ransai or Gags, blah 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 blah. Durimbor, you're not in it yet. You may want to see about getting that clause through this.
Because I'm free to shoot you whenever I want.
So I'm running off to get the horses.
Oh, right. There's the slime taken.
You guys brace for impact?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Alright. Gags first.
9,000 D6.
Drum roll.
Please don't splat. Please don't splat. Please don't splat.
Gags takes 60 points of damage.
I'm down. I'm down. I'm unconscious.
What is your hit?
Huh?
What is your hit points normally?
48, and I'm at full, so.
Well, that was close. You almost died.
Yep.
Oh, God.
Gormung, you take 64 fall damage as you, but you landed on the slug. The slug is disintegrated. But...
So I take half? Is that what happened there?
No, you still take 64. You just took one die less than Gags did.
Oh, I see.
Jesus.
Yeah, I basically get out of the fucking hole that I'm in. I'm just like, ugh.
Oh, God.
I feel like it was kind of
getting, all of my HP, guys.
I think that it's almost kind of like getting out of a deflating bouncy castle, and it's like really hard to get out.
Yeah, I like the idea that the moment that the slug saw us, he's like, sixth sense activated, he's like, fuck, I gotta go. And he wasn't fast enough to get out of the way.
Got him. I gotta stabilize. I don't know, how do you stabilize someone who's flat on the floor? I don't know.
So Gags is mostly pulp at this point, but you can probably put those pieces back together.
I was like, oh, God.
Oh, God. All right, so what do you do?
That's on my hands. I'll take the... It's probably like at this point, it's like all censored. It's all gross. I'm like, oh, it's just, I got Gags.
You eventually wrap him up in one huge bandage, so he's like a quesadilla.
It's like, those baby wraps that you put newborns in when they sleep. He's just like...
Swaddle me.
Yeah, swaddle. Yeah.
Don't worry, guys. I'll take you home.
Put him in the put him in the milk jug.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. How much XP did I get for the slime that I killed?
It's not slime. It's a slug.
7,000 XP.
You can only kill it with more than 60 hitting 60 damage in one turn. So,
if I would have taken Gormong's damage, I would have died.
Yeah, Gormong's got a lot of HP, man.
Yeah. I thought you said he was immortal. Look what happened to him.
He's just like, "Shut up, bitch! I'm still here.
I'm not dead. I feel happy."
I'm getting better.
So technically, like, there's no slug in the monster manual, but giant frog has 50, so it's pretty close.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Wait, shouldn't the dragon get that XP?
No, I killed it with my butt.
Good call. Dragon got the XP.
I rolled,
the dragon used you as a projectile.
I rolled an intelligence check to divert myself. Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're right.
So you're a smart missile.
Yes. All right, you recall, Gormung, now that you have a moment of clarity, as your life flashed before your eyes.
Bitch, please.
As your life flashed before your eyes, said the dungeon master.
Lightning
bolt. You did see a mighty huge pile of treasure in there.
Mm-hmm.
For you.
Mighty huge.
Yes.
All right. Good to know.
So, are we on the horses riding back now?
No.
The world of the small kingdom.
So I come running up with the horses, and
Grant, look what happened to Gags.
Gags, no, Gags, Gags, speak to me, Gags.
Rabbit.
Gags.
Look what's wrong with him.
Where did you leave your pawn?
What? What'd you say?
Nothing. Don't worry about it, Gags.
Under the pillows.
Genius.
What pillow?
Okay, let's go.
Is he saying he needs a pillow?
Yeah, he needs a pillow.
Okay, let's get him home.
All right. I think that's a good place to leave it. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh man, I can't believe getting kicked off a mountain didn't kill me. That's fighter HP pulls for you, I guess.
I'm a gnome bard and it didn't kill me, so don't feel too good about yourself.
I mean, I ass-ended a fucking snail, so
I'm feeling pretty good.
So let's do some outros. Sheepdog.
Gaming.
Talk to me, man. Who are you?
Hey, guys. I'm Sheepdog Gaming. Sheepdog Gaming on YouTube. Search for me. I'm there. You'll find me.
Mm-hmm.
I could only apologize for bringing this game down.
For what?
Bringing this game down in tone and seriousness and everything.
Oh, no.
You're not all to blame.
If anything, I wasn't feeling it.
Well, I yeah. Grant's silly, and I really enjoyed this session.
That's part of this game. Just they can't all be home runs.
Yeah.
Like last time. Two boys.
Yeah, oh boy.
That was one for the books.
Yeah, that was, I did really enjoy the session too, to be fair. I honestly don't know why I stayed in that armor as long as I did. I was just like, Gormon wants me to take off the armor, so I'm gonna keep going until it fucking kills me.
Fair enough.
It's a good reason.
So I do lots of videos, and you can catch me on YouTube. That's everything.
Sweet. You can find all the information of him below his little face. Speaking about little face, let's go on over to the man who has a little face on his lap right now. Mr. Nightmare. Oh, sorry. Floof Knight. What up, sir? How you doing?
Hello, everyone. I'm twitch.tv/floofknight. I'm currently doing the Mass Effect Andromeda storyline, but tomorrow I'll be starting my new weekly series of building model kits on Saturdays. This will be the first one. If you guys are interested in seeing me learn... try to learn how to make a model kit, this will be the first one I will do.
What's that? Making? You're making something?
I am making something, yes.
That's copyrighted.
I am. Yes, I am.
Nice.
I am making something. So if that sounds interesting to you guys, want to learn how to do it, and have any tips, feel free to come by and I'll...
All right, let's... maybe you should put like a Revlo voting betting system to see how many times you stick your fingers together.
Well, I don't have... these don't have glue, I don't think.
Those snap kits.
Yeah. So, zero. If you bet zero, you're going to win.
Damn it. let's go on over to the man of the hour, Mr. Gags. What up, sir? How you doing?
Hey, what's up? I have fun tonight. You can catch me here on Thursdays and Friday nights on Die Party. And throughout the week, I will be streaming on Twitch at Sputnik71. And I will link my YouTube channel in the chat.
Nice.
Thanks for watching, guys. Thanks for playing too.
And last but not least, let's go over to our GM, Mr. Graham. What up, sir?
Hey, do you have my YouTube channel underneath my name?
I do not. I just have your Twitter at the moment.
Can we change that?
You have two channels, right?
Yeah, there's space. So tomorrow, Potion of Climbing gets made. Which nice. I'm very happy with, and you can see in the video how excited I get when I discover I can do this. and we also made a potion of greater healing, and then we say on Graham Complete, five videos a week, sometimes six. We're gonna keep going on that train.
Sure.
Today the episode was about how many different alternatives to rats, like I said before at the top of the show, you can make anything rat appropriate, like rat level. Like I talked about gelatinous cubelets and like, you know, baby rust monsters. Oh, and like, you know, stuff like that, you know, like I imagine like infant beholders are causing trouble, you know, that could be a fun first level adventure.
I like to think of, like baby Palpatines, you know, like, they're things that I think about all the time. From Star Wars. That's a Star Wars joke, in case you're wondering. So yeah, guys, thank you very much for watching. Hope you enjoyed tonight's game. It was an interesting one. Like we didn't get as lucky as we did in our last dragon encounter, I guess. We
just
got sort of winged off a mountain. So if you enjoyed tonight's game, consider hitting the follow button, and also consider subscribing as well. Both of these options help the channel grow. We are 4 subs away from getting 2 new emotes on the channel. That emote climb is real, 100%. We have 5 active games on Die Party right now. We have a new one starting up this Sunday, 5 p.m. PST. It's called Whiskers and Whiskey. It's a mouse guard game. It's going to be pretty cool. I don't know much about it quite yet, but we're going to be creating characters Sunday, 5 p.m. PST. It's taking over the Fortune Suns slot. It's going to be myself, Eric Vulgaris, Mythmatic, and... God, what is her name? It is Kika of Twitch fame. So, yeah, that is the cast for that. It's going to be a pretty cool game. We're also going to be looking to fill up Season 2 for Gambit pretty soon as well. So there is that as well. Guys, thank you very much for watching. We're going to leave it here. Have a good night.
Peace.